Court right here at Three Rivers College. And time now for men's action. The Mineral Area College 16-0, ranked sixth in the country. Three Rivers Raiders 14-3. Three Rivers actually has lost two of three coming into this ball game. They lost to John A. Logan. They lost to Tallahassee. They beat Pensacola State, though. I beg your pardon, they lost 2 of 4. And then they absolutely demolished Southeastern Illinois, which Mack went to overtime against in their final game of the 2016 portion of the season. I don't personally believe that really means anything, but
no, and one of their losses was at Tallahassee. They're a top 10 team in the country, and so you know, Minori hasn't played a team, you know, of that caliber yet. So, and that wasn't a bad loss, but I tell you, this is a two even teams right here coming into it, and this should be a fun game.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's jam-packed. It really hasn't been since the middle of the women's game. One note, though, to pass along, Kavion Pippen, who kind of anchors them underneath at 6'10", and is a nephew of Scottie Pippen, by the way, is out. He is out with an ankle injury, and so... Well, you're looking for something that could help. That could help the Cardinals.
He's a big boy. I tell you what, that you know, that he played last year. It wasn't as dominant last year, but he really worked. You can tell in this offseason, because early in the season, watching him play, very dominant inside, and was coming along very nicely. So yeah, not having him will be a force inside that they won't have. So.
But I think we're going to see one of the great guards in the country, Kevin, and Cameron Reedus. He averages 19 points per game. And the guy shoots 43% outside of the arc.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun to watch them play. And Mineral Area though hasn't played what 3 weeks or so.
Exactly three weeks.
Yeah, so yeah. It's been 3 weeks. That's why they were hoping to get that game in Wednesday. And you know, unfortunately, they weren't able to play. I thought kind of that would be nice to kind of shake some of the rust off. So hopefully they showed up here and ready to play.
All right, we'll see how it goes. On our pregame show, we'll talk to the head man for the Mineral Area College Cardinals, Luke Streggy. That's in 1 minute right here on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Great to be joined by Luke Streggy now on our pregame show. We haven't done this for a while. It's been a year. It feels like it anyway. It's been 3 weeks. Is that the longest break you've ever had as a coach?
Since college.
Yeah.
Since I was in college. I went to coach then. Since getting like a Christmas break when I was a senior in college, it's the longest break that we've had. It feels really weird.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you get so into just a routine of playing every couple days, and you get really, at least I do, I get really narrow-minded and focused on what we're doing. And then for a couple weeks now, I've had the chance to kind of open up and jump back into family time and spend time with kids and think about a lot of other things. And now we've got to get, you know, back into it here for this stretch run.
Hey, positives and negatives. I mean, you know, the break is great. You said that guys even use some of the time to work on personal skill development. But what's the concern on rust?
Well, I mean, we don't have any other option. We try to get that game in on Wednesday, which is why we scheduled that game. And when they call you the night before and say they're not coming, there's not much you can do. So, you know, this is a team all year when they've hit, not adversity, but they've just figured things out. And today when we get into it, maybe there's a little bit. Maybe we've got to rotate some guys in quicker, or maybe they'll be fine. I don't know. I don't remember what it was like to be their age and be able to just run and run and run and really not be affected by it. I think a lot of our guys are just that way, where they can take 2 days off or take 2 weeks off, and then they can jump back in the gym and they're basketball players.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I don't remember what that's like, but I think we're going to be okay. You know, if we deal with some of that stuff, our guys will adjust and we'll deal with it.
Let's talk Three Rivers now and kind of
it starts with Cameron Redis, a tremendous guard for them, averages 19 a game, does a good job getting to the free throw line and hitting those. But this kid, 42% from three, too. I mean, he's kind of the complete dude.
Yeah, he can really score. So since Christmas break, they've played three games. He's averaging close to 29 points a game in those three games. And he's taken 9 threes a game in those three games. So, you know, you're right. It starts with him. He can really score it. He can really, really shoot the basketball. Now, he doesn't have a great size, so as you get out and you pressure him more, he just takes another step back, another step back, another step back. We've got to do a great job on him, and it really, you know, it's focused on their perimeter guys now. With their big fella out with an ankle injury, they're really going to rely on those guards to score. Redis, Grant, Saunders, they're going to need those guys to make shots from the perimeter, and they're more than capable of it. We're going to have to do a great job defending them.
Do you feel like this is a game where you want to man up the whole time, or does this one kind of figure in to say you've got some zonas in the package, or is that always a wait and see for you?
I'll do anything it takes.
I know that.
It doesn't matter. So you're right. It is kind of a feel that you get in a basketball game, and you know, I don't know. We'll throw everything out there and see what works. And if it's zone, that's okay. You know, and now they've got Redis, who really shoots it well. But outside of maybe three guys that shoot it from three, the rest of their team doesn't really shoot it out there. So zone could be a good idea if you are aware of those certain guys in the perimeter, and we would do a good job of that. I'll do anything. And you might see anything today. I think a key for us, too, is going to be to change defenses and show them different things so that they don't get comfortable and they can't just come down and run their stuff, because they're well-coached and they know how to score within their offense. So we'll have to change some things up, try to make them uncomfortable, and play maybe a little bit of a quicker game, you know, up and down a little bit than maybe they want to, because, you know, with them losing a guy here or there, like they are a little bit thinner inside. We want to make those guys run the floor, and then we've got to do a great job on guys on the perimeter.
I don't want to put more on this game than it is, because really at the end of the year it is one game. But that being said, a win on the road at Three Rivers to start region play, that'd be pretty nice.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. So I was told this when I first got the job here, is you've got to win your home games, and then you've got to try to steal a couple on the road.
Yeah.
So we'll have four opportunities on the road, and we're going to have to try to steal one or two of those on the road. You don't win here. I mean, that's just something that, I mean, you look at Coach Bess's numbers. He doesn't lose too many games overall, and then he hardly ever loses at home. So it's a game. It's a big game because it's our next game. It's a big game because it's a region game, and it's a big game for our fans because of the Three Rivers rivalry. Really, it's a game. It's one of eight really big games in our region, and every single game is going to be between two very good teams. Three Rivers is a very good team. I think we're a very good team. So, you know, we're gonna figure it out. We also get them at home. We've got to protect our home court, and then we've got to figure out a way to steal two of these four on the road.
All right. Good luck in getting win 17 to start 17. Huh?
Thank you.
All right, Luke Strege joining us on the pregame. We're back with more after this on KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
How great would it be if everyone could get to a better state? I'm your good neighbor State Farm agent Chris Morrison, and choosing the nation's number one auto and home insurer will do just that. My team and I will make sure you get the best coverage to meet your needs, fast, friendly service, and all the discounts you deserve. Stop by my office in downtown Farmington today, or visit us online at chrismorrisonagency.com. We will help you get to a better state with a better rate.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Cole's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
All right, let's meet our starters in the men's game now for the Three Rivers Raiders. They'll start Sadies Miller, a 6'1 sophomore. Cameron Reedus is a 6'3 sophomore out of Cortland, Alabama. Terrence Parker, a 6'9, he's a sophomore. Daniel Sutton's a 6'5 freshman, and then Aiden Saunders, a 6'4 freshman from Atlanta. The Mineral Area College Cardinals have started the same lineup the entire year, and they'll continue that in 2017. Sean Roundtree, a 6-foot sophomore from Edwardsville, Illinois, a transfer from Missouri State. In fact, three transfers in the starting lineup. The other two, Devin Thomas, 6'8 sophomore, and Zach Cuthbertson, 6'7 sophomore, both from Lincoln Trail, transfer from there. Darius Thompson's out of Memphis, Tennessee. He's a 6'2 sophomore, and Lamar Morgan, a 6'5 sophomore. Zach Cuthbertson leads the team in both scoring and rebounding, but the margin is very thin between he and Devin Thomas. Cuthbertson scoring 14 points, pulling down 7.4 rebounds. Devin Thomas is at 13.4 and 7.1. Now, I looked up, of course, how Mineral Area College performed against Three Rivers last year, but I also looked to see how Zach and Devin did against Three Rivers last year, and they did great when they played at Lincoln Trail, scored 27 points against Three Rivers last year when they played against Three Rivers at Lincoln Trail, so they match up pretty well with these guys.
Yeah, I think that's one piece that Mineral Area was missing last year was the players like Devin and Zach, because they really didn't have the size last year. Last year's team was quick, could shoot the three very well, but their size matchup is what hurt them. Yeah. That's the main reason why we brought those type guys in this year, so we can match up with a team that's like Three Rivers.
As we said, the usual starter, Kevion Pippen, at 11 points per game, and the leader in rebounding at 7.1, not available tonight as he has an ankle injury. Three Rivers 14-3. And the Mineral Area College Cardinals 16-0. Three Rivers was rated 19th in the last poll, but in this most recent poll after their loss to Tallahassee and then Johnny Logan, they dropped out. So they now are receiving the 27th most votes in the country. You remember when Mike Krzyzewski was chasing Hank Iva at 900 wins was a big deal? Well, Gene Bess is tracking down win number 1,300 before long. Yes.
Yeah.
1,245 wins.
Which is unheard of on any level.
Yeah.
And so, it was amazing. You know, back when I played in 1989 through 1991, he had a lot of wins then. He was like one of the leaders in wins back then, and that's 25 years ago.
And look at both of you. You're both still going.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got 12:45, and you haven't lost the game since you started broadcasting.
That's right.
I never thought about it, but you two are a pretty good combination.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Luke Strecke, pretty good in his own right. 25-6 last year and 16-0 so far this season. The tip-off coming up here in just a moment. It is absolutely a packed house here at Gene Best Courts. and Three Rivers in their white uniforms. They've got yellow numbers, letters, and trim with a small black outline. And for the Mineral Area College Cardinals, they are in the red uniforms with white numbers and black outlines and black letters with a white outline. They've got some black stripes down the side. Mineral Area going to be going right to left as Kevin and I look at and describe the action to you here in this first half, and that will put Three Rivers moving it left to right. Zach Cuthbertson calls his team together for one more huddle before we're ready to tip this thing off. And for these Cardinals, undefeated on the season and ranked sixth in the country, the Three Rivers Raiders 14-3. Three Rivers swept MAC last year. They won 86-82, and they won 87-68. That's something that MAC would like to put a halt to right here, right now. Jumping it up for MAC, Devin Thomas. And he'll go against Daniel Soton. Thomas at 6'8", and Soton at 6'5". The officials ready to go. Cheerleaders doing their part. The official in the center circle, the ball is up and we're underway. And we'll start it out with Sean Roundtree with the goggles on. Tree has it in the left hand, a bouncer to Thomas. Thomas has it between the circles and he looks left of the lane, gets it to Roundtree. Roundtree curling back up, throws a pass over to Darius Thompson. He's got a short haircut now. He spent his vacation at the barber.
Yeah.
And now here's Bird. Bird driving left of the lane, floats, fires, got it to go. It's a good start for 2017 by Lamar Morgan. Now our hair update for Zach Cuthbertson. He doesn't have any ponytails tonight, Kevin. He's got a red headband.
No, and no red tips on his hair.
He doesn't. You're right. No red tips. A 2-0 lead for Mac. Lamar Morgan put the Cardinals out in front. And a good challenge at the rim that time by Devin Thomas. But they're going to whistle him for a foul. That'll be his first personal, and that'll put Three Rivers to the free throw line. Daniel Soton headed there. You know, Devin Thomas is in the top 10 in the country in block shots. He's sixth in the country in block shots. We were going to have two players going at it tonight who were both in the top 10 in block shots, because Kevin and Pippen is too. So I'm always a little bummed out when the best players aren't available. I always like those great matchups.
Yeah, you know,
everybody at their best.
That's right. We talked about that with the Farmington North Kenner game last night. We want to see both teams at their best, and you know, it's unfortunate when one player is not there.
Soton goes 1-for-2 with the free throw line, and 1 minute in, it's Mineral Area 2-1 over Three Rivers. Left wing, Morgan's got it. Back cut, Roundtree. Oh, they had it! They had it there, and the pass just couldn't make the connection. A right idea that time. Bird says, hey, catch it with two hands, and then he goes, all right, my fault.
That's right.
That was a well-designed play, though. Well-executed up until they couldn't connect on it. Over to the right wing, it's Saunders with the basketball. Saunders throws it to the head of the circle. That's to Miller. Miller closed out on by Bird. Bird, the nickname of Lamar Morgan. Over to the right wing, it's Soton. Soton over to the Redis now. Redis guarded by Darius Thompson. They play it to the left corner. That's to Miller. Miller looking for the slash inside. Cut off by Morgan. Great job by Lamar. 5 on the shot clock now. Soton launches from 24 feet. It won't go. Cuthbertson tracks down the rebound. It's Mineral Area College basketball. Cuthbertson out to Morgan. Back cut, Thompson. Can't find him there. Now Lamar drives it in. Floats and fires. Difficult shot. Wouldn't go. The ball is swatted out of bounds by Saunders. Should be MAC basketball.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it is not.
That's a bad call.
That is a bad call. They missed that one.
Saunders swatted that one out of bounds.
Yep.
18-18 remaining in this first half. It looked like they were going to give it to him. And I was as confused as you, Kevin. I was like, no way. Now a drive left of the lane and a very strong drive by Cameron Redis. Now, this is a guy that shoots 43% outside of the arc, but the strength to finish right there. What a play. And a 3-2 lead for the Raiders. Roundtree crosses the timeline, calls out the play, picks up the screen that time, curls it back around and drives right through the middle to Cuthbertson in the right corner. He launches a three and connects. You know, Zach started 1-for-11 this year for three, and he's now shooting 40%. That means he's at about 50% over the last 10 games. A drive down the right side of the lane by Redis. He doesn't finish the play, but he is going back to the free throw line.
Took a foul on Thompson there, and
Cuthbertson shooting 40% outside of the arc. Roundtree at 44%. Lamar Morgan is at 37%. Free throw up and in by Redis. And a 5-4 lead for Mack. Redis trying to tie it up back to the stripe. A 19-point scorer per game. 77% at the foul line. Got them both there. And we're tied at 5. Full court pressure by Three Rivers. Cuthbertson, the safety valve there, comes up, receives the basketball. He's got some good ball handling skills as well. Backs it out to half court. Through the legs he goes. Pitches it to Darius Thompson. Darius puts the dribble down. Crossover. And now looks for the drive. Fires it over to Bird. Bird down over to the right wing. Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson trying to slash inside and fouled on his way through. Taken down by Soten right there. Sutan, I beg your pardon. That one on the drive, not on the shot. Roundtree pitches it in to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson rises for the shot. And a held ball going back over to Three Rivers. Cuthbertson did a nice job continuing to play through it, but it's the right call.
Yeah. I agree with you. It could have been a deflected ball, but it was tied up.
5-5 our score, just about 3 minutes in. Back with some three-quarter court pressure. They'll bring it back. So some token pressure right here. Redis driving it on Cuthbertson, and Redis can't finish over the shot block attempt that time of Thomas, but the rebound comes down to Three Rivers, and now Saunders launches a three and connects. Aiden Saunders connects for three, and it's an 8-5 lead for Three Rivers. 16:45 remaining in the first half. Right wing pass to Cuthbertson. Zach lobs it underneath for Thomas. Thomas back to the basket. Jumps up. Oh, a good challenge that time by the defender, Terrence Parker. But it's going to put Thomas at the free throw line. First foul against Parker. 14 blocks for Parker on the year. Not near the shot blocker that Pippen is at 41 on the season.
But he's still a good-sized guy at 6'9".
Yes. Thomas cuts the cords cleanly on the free throw, and Devin is on the scoreboard for the first time. The Three Rivers fans didn't like the call. I liked the call myself.
No, that was a good call.
Devin Thomas hits them both.
And we'll tell you, right, if it was against us, we'll tell you. If it was not against us, we'll tell you.
Trust us, right?
Yeah, that's right. Trust us.
That's right. Redis flips it over to Saunders on the left wing. It's an 8-7 lead for Three Rivers with the basketball. Sutan has it on that right wing now. Cuthbertson guarding him there. Sutan trying to break him down off the dribble. Launches a difficult 17-footer. Missed it, and the rebound is tapped out of bounds.
That's another bad call.
Oh, it is.
I'll tell you what.
Parker was above everybody, Kevin. Yeah, it was clear to see.
Obviously, flip it off.
I figure that the hometown team gets two calls, okay? Well, so you got your two.
There you go.
All right?
Yeah, 3.5 minutes into the game.
There you go. Used them up. Saunders has it. He whips a pass over to the left wing into the hands of Sutan. Sutan driving through. And a charging violation. Luke Streggy's favorite play. Yeah. Darius Thompson right there to his orbit. That's the second foul on Sutan. And Gabe Grant checks in. This is the second leading scorer on the team. He comes off the bench tonight. They kind of mix up their starting lineup here at Three Rivers. Full court pressure by the Raiders. They go to Cuthbertson. Now it's Roundtree bringing it across the timeline. Sean does a nice job of playing at his own pace. Doesn't get sped up a lot. Bouncer to Black. Back cut. Roundtree. Finish the play. That's a give and go, friends. Give and go, pick and roll. You do those two simple plays well, you'll be a good team.
Yeah, that was well executed.
A 9-8 advantage for Mack. A turnover by Three Rivers. Thomas ripped it off. Hands it off to Cuthbertson. Zach brings it across the timeline now. Goes through his legs. Lobs it underneath for Thomas. And going right through him for the deflection was Parker. That was a pretty easy call there.
Yeah, that's two on him.
Substitutes all over the place now. Ronnie Carson and Mamadou Diabo comes in. Jabril Diallo checks in for Mack along with Amar Miller. You want to see a quick player, you come and watch Amar Miller. And the ball out of bounds, they say, off of Cuthbertson this time. It was slapped away from him. Full court, kind of three-quarter court, I guess, perhaps a better way to say it. Pressure by Mack. They'll pull it back as Three Rivers gets into the forecourt. Miller's got it. Crosses over against Diallo, but Jabril stays right in front. And now he gives it up to Grant. Grant whips the pass over to the left wing. Back to the head of the circle. This is Redis. Reed is back over to the right side, a foul away from the basketball. This one's going against Three Rivers. And it goes against Ronnie Carson. 9-8 lead for Mac. I like the man-to-man defense I'm seeing so far by Mac.
Boy, they're high pressure. They're really getting after it.
They are. Luke Strage was concerned for a little while early in the season that his man-to-man defense wasn't staying in front of the ball well enough. But they're doing a good job so far tonight. And now here's Cuthbertson out at half court. Left wing pass to Morgan. Morgan to Diallo. Cuthbertson sliding through. Can't get him the ball there. Covered up three by Morgan. Missed it off the front of the iron. And diving in for the rebound is Mamadou. Diakabi. Little jitterbug drive that time by Miller. Lost it, but got it back. And now he prepares to drive it again. Double clutch layup won't go. Thomas taps it out. Here's Diallo. Diallo driving it. He's now one-on-one. Finishes right side. Count that bucket!
He is so strong at doing that, and he's just taking the ball strong to the basket, and we've seen that time and time again.
When Jabril focuses on driving it downhill, he's so hard to stop. When he settles for not doing that, he becomes a common player.
Yep.
And now here's a drive to the middle, and Thomas goes up and tried to swap a shot of Miller. I don't know if he got a piece of it.
I think he did.
But he swapped the backboard, and now the trailer this time. Morgan gets a good feed from Miller, and the ball slapped out of his hands and out of bounds. An 11-8 lead from Mineral Area, 14-07 remaining in our first half as Mark Leros checks in for the first time. And back in the game is Darius Thompson. Cuthbertson comes off a screen to grab it on the inbound. He's got it in the deep right corner, now backs it out along the wing. Zach looking for the drive, but diving down to grab the ball away from him is Iacobi. Good steal. A three-point advantage for Mineral Area College. Justin Story checking in. Next dead ball. Here's a drive by Grant. Grant all the way through and fouled. And then stares somebody down afterward. Their guards, though, the 6'6 Grant and the 6'3 Redis, I mean, they are shooters, but they are also powerful guards. That foul went against Leros, his first. Story checks in for Cuthbertson. And at the free throw line, Gabe Grant has a chance to tie this game. Grant, 79% for the foul line. He leads the team in shots and makes from the foul line, and he ties the game at 11. Mac basketball. Man-to-man pressure by Three Rivers. This is Diallo over to Miller on the right wing. Miller gets a screen from Leros now. Miller, bullet underneath to Leros, and he banked it in. That thing came at about 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's good hands by Leros. I mean, not a lot of people can catch that pass because that was a strong pass.
Was it ever, and a great pass, and now a turnover, and Story rips it off. Justin attacks left side of the bucket and finishes with the left hand. A strong move by Justin Story. Back-to-back buckets by Mac, and they lead it 15-11. And a timeout now by the Raiders. We'll step aside with them. Mac leads by four. We're back in a minute to Poplar Bluff.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Well, Gabe Grant tied this up after a three-point play, but Mac responds with two buckets in a row. The Cardinals now lead 15-11. 13-14 remaining in the first half. Let's set the lineup for you. Story, Diallo, Miller, Leros, and Thompson, the four on the floor for the Cardinals. Cameron Redis controlling the basketball for Three Rivers. And now here's a drive right of the lane. And turning back around, a three-pointer launch by Grant. He shot that one from about 26 feet. And now a foul whistled against Leros. The official says that he nudged somebody out of bounds. Second quick one on Mark. Here's Three Rivers putting the ball in play, left of the bucket along the baseline. A quick whistle and a foul on the inbound on a moving screen by Mamadou Diakabi. 15-11, Mineral Area College by four. This is Jabril Diallo. Diallo looks for a gap, looks for a drive, Fires to Thompson in the left corner. Darius takes it back outside for Miller. Miller retreats to half court. Calls for the pick and roll. It's set by Leros. Miller drives it now, and his shot is blocked by Saunders. Saunders grabs it now and heads the other way. Mack does a nice job getting back in the transition D. They'll force Three Rivers to play it in the half court. Kawan Christian in the ball game now at the head of the circle. Christian over to Grant in the left wing. Back to Christian, top of the key. Now it's over to Redis. Redis looking for a drive. Thompson does a great job of cutting him off and forces the turnover as Redis lost it out of bounds.
Again, great defensive pressure and forced that turnover.
Timeout by Mack. 12:22 remaining in the first half. 15-11. Mineral Area College leads on the road at Three Rivers. And we're back in 1 minute on KREI.
Are you looking for someone that can repair your driveway? Or how about finish that block wall you just don't have time to finish? Larry Giger Construction can help you get the job done in a fast and timely manner. Larry Giger Construction can help you with all your concrete, flat work, and block wall work needs. You won't be disappointed when you call Larry. 314-402-3687. Serving St. Francis, St. Genevieve, and Jefferson counties for a free estimate.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
to 11, the score. Mineral Area College leads on the road. We're early on, but we're having fun so far. 15-11, Mack over the top of Three Rivers. This is Jabril Diallo bringing it down the floor for the Cardinals. And back in the ballgame is Devin Thomas for Mack. Diallo plays it out to Darius Thompson. They play it underneath to Thomas. Nearly stolen, but Story has the loose ball. Looking for the lob, not available. 10 on the shot clock now. And it's back out to Thompson. Thompson asking for the screen. Driving it through now. Kicks to the right wing. Jabril Diallo for three. Missed it long. And the long rebound. Story had his man completely boxed out.
Oh, my goodness.
His man was fighting over the top of his back. And they're going to call Story for the foul.
Wow, yeah, because his man that he had boxed out was like reaching around over the top, kind of grabbing his shoulder to get around him. And they called him for having his hands on the defender.
These are the type of things that you have to battle through on the road. So Matt going to have to respond in a positive manner. Oh, a difficult shot by Saunders. He throws it in from 12 feet out on the run, floating to his left. That's tough, and that's against a good defense.
Yeah, yeah. You got to hand it to Mineral right now. Their defensive tenacity is definitely some of the best we've seen this year.
Miller looks for a drive. And as most times when he drives, he hits the floor hard. He's going to bounce back up and go to the free throw line. Got a little bit of that kind of Iverson to him.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to compare him to him, but Iverson always played against way bigger players and took so much punishment every time he drove it in, and that's what Miller has to do, too.
Yeah, he sacrifices that body and goes up. You know, he's quick. He's one of the quickest players, probably seen in quite a while. He's really quick, and he also can jump pretty good, too, but definitely outsized.
Miller hits the first. He's he's listed at 5'9".
Yeah.
I think that's a bit generous.
Yeah.
And he hits both free throws. Mack on top by 4, 17-13.
Well, the hair, if he gets a haircut, he might go to, he might go back down to 5'7", 5'6".
Mack with full court pressure right here, three-quarter court trap. They'll drop back into a half-court man-to-man. Three Rivers basketball, 11-11 remaining in the first half. Right of the lane, it's Saunders. Saunders looking at Diallo, now hands it off to Redis. Redis guarded by Thompson. Redis. Ball in the left hand. He's on that left wing outside of the arc, curling off the top of a screen. He's forced to give it up now, and a traveling violation on the drive from the left baseline by Mamadou Diakabi.
And again, great defensive pressure. Just didn't give him any inches there to get a shot or a drive or anything. It was a nice job, Mineral Area.
I think it's been terrific. Man-to-man pressure by Mack. Cuthbertson on the right wing, head of the circle, Miller. Miller right back to Zach on the right wing. Bouncer underneath. And they work it down underneath. And a good spin move that time. And a difficult shot by Thomas. Just missed it over the top of the rim. Thomas going to go to Indiana State next year. A very good team in the Missouri Valley. Three-quarter court pressure. Cuthbertson at the head of the thing. Now they'll drop it back. Mack not really gambling for steals. We're looking for 10-second violations. Just slowing down the offense. Redis settles for a 28-footer straight on. Missed it. And Diallo has the long rebound. Mack by four. 17-13. 10 minutes and 19 seconds remaining in this first half of play. And Diallo whistled before the charge as the man in front of him continued to move. Nevertheless, it goes against Jabril. Lamar Morgan checks in. Sean Roundtree checks in. And Miller and Diallo both check out. Good minutes by those two young men.
Yep, I agree.
Full court pressure, 1-2-2. That token pressure by Mack. If Cuthbertson can get his hand on something, all for the better. They play catch to get it across the timeline. Miller, bouncer to the right corner is Saunders. Saunders locked up by Roundtree. Throws up a three over the top of Roundtree and airmailed it. And right there for the rebound is Thomas. Thomas gives it up to Roundtree. Roundtree shifts into second gear, stops, spins, and lost it. Now Redis lost his traction, but he's got a three-on-one brewing. And they nearly lost it out of bounds, and now they save it back in, and Roundtree's on the run. Fires it up ahead to Bird. Morgan will wait for his teammates, and Mack now runs it into half court. Good hustle by Mack to disrupt what would have been a three-on-one fast break opportunity for Three Rivers. A drive by Thompson, steps back, maybe double dribbled. Three Rivers fans sure thought so. Cuthbertson picks the dribble up, finds Morgan out between the circles. Darius comes off the screen. Keeps it alive, fires it to the left wing, Roundtree elevates for three. Rattled it in and out. Rising above the rim, Miller has it, 4-3 Rivers. 17-13, Mack in front. 9 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the first half. Cameron Redis dribbles it out front, lobs it over one defender, and finds Grant. Grant guarded by Cuthbertson. Here's a slash down the middle of the lane, and I think Thomas got a piece of that shot. So another block by Thomas, his second one tonight. Devin, as we said, sixth in the country in block shots. And Thompson gets whistled for the palming violation and turns it back over. Parker and Sutan check back in for Three Rivers. 17-13. Mineral Area College leads. 8:45 and counting down in our first half of play. Redis calls for the basketball, averaging 19 a game. He's got four so far in this one. And then Grant comes out to grab a hold. Over to Redis. Redis floats one down to the right low block, spinning inside. And maybe walking was Parker. Sends it back outside. Redis misses the three. And now the rebound taken down by Grant. He's tied up. Some physical play. Roundtree driving it one on three. Oh, he finished the play! And he's going to the free throw line! Roundtree! Muscled it right through!
That's a heck of a play there by Roundtree.
What a play. Roundtree, he's not a wilting flower, this tree. He's got a sturdy trunk now.
Yes, he does. I tell you, that's something we see him quite a bit with Jabril Diallo, and he's really strong, can take it up to the basket. And boy, Roundtree did the exact same thing, kind of one on three there and muscled right through all three of them.
And Tree completes the three-point play as he checks out in favor of Diallo. Great play by Roundtree, and Mack leads it by seven, 20-13, their largest lead of the ball game at the 8:20 mark. This first half of play. Here's a drive by Sutan. Takes it all the way through. Uses the left hand. Can't finish the play. And then a foul whistled against Mack on the rebound. That one going against Cuthbertson. First foul against Zach. And seven team fouls against Mineral Area College. So that puts Grant to the line. Grant one for one from the foul line. And a 79% foul shooter on the year. And he gets this one. He's got 4 points. Ronnie Carson checking back in. Miller checks out. Mineral Area College by six, 20-14. 8 minutes and 11 seconds remaining in our first half. Grant's back to the free throw line, got them both. And he's 3-for-3 from the stripe. Both teams kind of doing that token full court pressure. Diallo brings it across the timeline for Mag. Jabril through the legs. Finds Thomas, left elbow extended outside of the arc. Now back to Jabril. He slashes along that left baseline, elevated right over the top of one defender, and then just kind of clipped on his way to the hole, and he's going to go to the free throw line. What, did you see him explode to the basket?
Yeah, he did, and that's why he took it strong. That's why he drew that foul. You know, I think the fans here don't like it, but, I mean, he's got contact on his way to the basket. He was taking it so strong that, you know, it didn't appear to be that it was a lot of contact, but it's still contact.
A whistle against Sutan. That's his third personal. And Jabril drills the first free throw.
What do you think about that?
Mack leads by six, 21-15. Jabril back to the stripe. And the second free throw cuts the cords as well. He's got four. And Jabril checks back out in favor of Roundtree. Laros comes back in favor of Thomas. With the nerves jacked sky high, sometimes you get a little tired a little quicker. And Luke Strege really subbing guys in and out at regular intervals. Carson's got it on the right wing. He's watched by Roundtree. Tree really locking in on him right here. Carson keeps that dribble alive. Tree fights through the screen. Carson backs up for a three and rattled it home. What a shot by Ronnie Carson. He's 6 for 13 now on the year out there. 22-18. Mack by just 4 points. Here's Roundtree between the circles. Through the legs he goes. Keeps the dribble alive. Hands to Miller. Amar outside of the arc. Pitches it backward to Bird. Bird with the left hand. Slashes down the left side of the lane. Floats, fires, missed it. Laros flies in for the rebound to Roundtree. Roundtree, middle of the lane, throws it up, missed it. And this time the rebound goes down to Three Rivers. Tremendous rebound by Laros. Laros closes out now on the driver that time. Shouldn't have done it. Mark at 6'10", closing out on Saunders. Saunders went right by him for the score. 22-20, Mack by just two. Roundtree finds Laros between the circles. They weave it over to Story on the right side. Back to the left side, Roundtree. Bird, a wide open three. Sets, fires. Bingo! Bullseye for Lamar Morgan. The leader in three-point makes on the year for the Cardinals. He's got five, and Mack leads by five. 25-20. Dueling threes as Aiden Saunders answers it on the other end. 25-23, Mack by two. 6:20. Remaining in our first half of play. Justin Story hands it off to Lamar Morgan. Morgan threw it to where Roundtree was.
Yeah.
Roundtree was going for the back cut.
Yeah, he thought he was going to zig, and he ended up zagging.
Exactly. And threw it out of bounds.
I'll tell you what.
Zag was sitting over on the bench there.
Yeah, I think so. It was just a little miscommunication there. Yeah. But I'll tell you what a heck of a game so far here we got going here. 25-23 with 6:12 to go.
Great fun. 6:10 remaining in the first half. Carson. Crossover dribble. Now here's a drive by Redis. Goes right into the chest of Laros. Mark did a good job staying big. And it was an air ball. Transition three. Miller missed it. Laros goes high for the rebound. Mark to the slasher. Roundtree takes it strong to the goal and finishes the play. But too big. Offensive rebounds by Mark Laros.
Love what I'm seeing out of Laros. So those last couple rebounds there. He's really skying to get those rebounds. Playing really big.
Mack by four. 27-23. 5:40 remaining in the first half. Carson hit a three just a few times back. He continues to dribble it outside of that arc. Drives it on Laros now. Roundtree comes over to take the charge.
Yes.
That away, Sean. And Carson has his second personal. Mamadou Diakabi checking back in. And here comes Sadies Miller back on the floor. 27-23. Mineral Area College by four. And Zach Cuthbertson. Back out on the floor as well. 5:25 remaining in the first half. Laros grabs it, head of the circle, right wing pass. Cuthbertson to the left wing. It's Black. Darius Thompson outside of the arc. Now drives it, elevates. He lost it, but Saunders was standing on the baseline when he grabbed it.
He grabbed the ball. The problem is, both his feet are standing out on the baseline.
Not many open seats here tonight.
No, full crowd, fun crowd.
Roundtree puts it into Darius Thompson. He whips it back between the circles to Amar Miller. Coach Strege calls out the play. Miller crosses over once and twice. Now slashes all the way through. Lays it up off the window. Couldn't get it to go. Tip try. Roundtree got the job done. Mineral Area doing a great job on the offensive boards, Kevin.
Yeah, they all are. And Roundtree's doing a good job taking that ball to the basket. I haven't really seen that as much this year as I have tonight. He's doing a great job of that.
29-23. It's Mack by six. 4:45 remaining in the first half. Saunders looked like he shuffled the feet, no call. Hands it off to Redis. Redis head of the circle guarded by Miller. Over to the left wing. That's to Miller on the other side. And there's Laros jumping in the passing lane, stealing it, but he quickly turns it back over, and Saunders shoots an ill-advised three with nobody else on his team down there. And Mack has the rebound back. Miller now weaving in and out of traffic. Fires it to the right wing. That's to Roundtree to the right corner. Cuthbertson back to Tree. A bouncer ahead of the circle. Black. Black launches a triple and hits Muggleman Nylon. Darius Thompson has his first points of the game. And Mineral Area College with its largest lead. 9 points. 32-23. 4:05 remaining in the first half. Thompson elevating with confidence right there. A drive by Redis, sensing that his team needs a bucket, but he forced it just a little bit too much, and he lost it out of bounds. Kawan Christian checks back in along with Ronnie Carson. Mineral Area College basketball with a chance to go on top double digits. Mac 32, Three Rivers 23. 3:50 remaining in the first half. Here's Roundtree bringing it across the timeline. Sean fires it out. Laro's three-pointer. He airballed it. Mark's a pretty good three-point shooter. He grimaces on the way back. He says, what happened there?
You know, I walked through the gym, was it a couple days ago, Thursday, I believe it was, and then Mark's out practicing his three-point shots.
That's surprising.
You know, I'm surprised too because, you know what, he was hitting them.
Especially because he missed it so badly there.
Yeah.
Mac still leading it by nine, though. Ronnie Carson, head of the circle. To the right wing, he plays it to Christian. Christian's outside of the arc. Fighting for position is Grant. But Cuthbertson doing a tremendous job on him. Black hits the deck. Or rather, Roundtree hit the deck playing the defense. Over to the right wing. Christian for three. Missed it. Fighting for the rebound, Laros. And it's tipped out of bounds off of Three Rivers. So Mac has another chance to go on top double digits. Amar Miller plays it in. For Roundtree, double-headed point guards for Mac. They really always have more, at least two guys with point guard skills. Roundtree, Miller, Darius Thompson, then you've got Cuthbertson and Laros. Here's a traveling violation against Thompson. And he gives it back over to the Raiders. Haven't seen much of that, really.
Yeah.
Been a pretty clean game. Laros checks out. Good effort by Mark. And back in is Devin Thomas. Three Rivers basketball. Ronnie Carson running point. And Roundtree is going to check him right between the circles. Coming off the screen, Redis. Miller closes out on him. Redis has Miller by size, but oh, what a block shot. That time, Devin Thomas got up and just put a roof over the top of Grant. His third block shot of the first half. Good work by Thomas. 43 blocks on the year. Mac by nine. Three Rivers basketball. They inbound it to Christian. Christian, head of the circle, spins it over to Carson on the right wing. Six on the shot clock. Carson backs it out. Thomas guarding him there. 2 seconds, 1 second. Carson jumps straight into Thomas. And he's going to go to the line to shoot three shots. Thomas quite simply never should have left his feet. Devin has his second personal foul. Devin would have been just fine if he just wouldn't have jumped. But give Carson credit. He jumped straight into Thomas in shooting that three. And so he's got three shots upcoming. Ronnie Carson, a 73% foul shooter on the year. So Carson toes the mark. He's hit 1-3 in the game so far to give him 3 points. He hits the first free throw here to give him four. Cuts the lead to eight. He could trim it down to six if he hits the next two. Carson back to the stripe, averaging 4.6 points per game, and he misses that one. Lamar Morgan checks in for Darius Thompson. And Ronnie Carson continues at the free throw line. Got three shots. He's gone 1-for-2 so far. Mineral Area College by 8, 32-24, 2:33 remaining in the first half. Carson dips it, flips it, missed it. No, he hit it.
Yeah.
It was coming back out.
It looked like it was going to flip out, and it rolled right in.
He's got five. And the lead is seven for Mac, 32-25. Roundtree and Miller on the floor. Morgan to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson looking high-low, but threw it off the ankles that time of Thomas. And you've got to give Cameron Redis a lot of credit right here. The ball hit the floor. Two Mineral Area guys bent their waist and their knees to get it, and Redis went headlong like he was trying to steal second base and tied it up. 32-25, Mac by seven, 2:18 remaining in this first half, and Mineral Area will have the basketball on the alternate possession. Let's try to pass along some thanks now to Brad Wooten Auto Body of Ironton, Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve and Unico Bank of Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale for sponsoring our coverage of Mineral Area College basketball this year. Wipe off some sweat from Rita's and return to play. Amar Miller on the far sideline. He'll be the man to put it in play for Mack. Roundtree says, throw it to me. And he does so in the backcourt. Tree playing a strong first half. He's got 9 points. Finishing strong at the rim. Miller has the ball ripped off from him. That never happens. And now Christian plays it into the right corner to Rita's. Rita's throws it out near half court to Christian once again. Christian dribbles it right to the left hand, cradles it back and forth, sets up shop in the right wing, and fires it back to the head of the circle to Carson. Carson working on Roundtree, gets by him, goes to the goal, and fouled on his way in. That foul going on Roundtree, that's his first. 1:46 remaining in the first half. 32-25 coming up at the break. We'll tell you about the stats from this game at the half. We'll also recap the women's game from earlier. And Carson's back to the free throw line where he just knocked point number 6. And he's made it a 6-point game, 32-26. So Carson with his second one here. And he gets that one to go as well. Ronnie Carson with 7 points. And Max lead is 5. Darius Thompson and Sean Roundtree, the guards in this alignment now. Lamar Morgan bounces off the floor to grab the pass. Cuthbertson spins it over to the right corner. Roundtree for 3. Missed it. Cuthbertson chases down the rebound, and then he shoved out of bounds. No call. That's the same call Leros got called for on the other end earlier.
Yep.
It'll be Three Rivers basketball. 32-27. Mack by 5. 1:28 remaining in the first half. Three Rivers ball. Carson running point. Carson guarded by Roundtree. Fires it to Miller on the left wing. Miller to the left elbow, extended to Grant. Grant to the right side. Christian eyes the triple, turned it down, and waves the basketball over to the right side to Carson. Carson now has it at the head of the circle, shovels the feet, no call. Back over to the left wing, they enter it down underneath to Miller. Miller spins it around, back around to the right side. Grant's three-pointer won't go. Morgan rises up above the rim for the rebound. Lamar breaks the timeline now. He'll set up shop in that right wing. A high dribble, but he's kept his hand on top, despite the moans and the groans from the Three Rivers faithful. And now here's Roundtree between the circles. Bouncer to Darius Thompson on the right wing. Darius coming off the screen from Thomas. Darius drives it, works it to Cuthbertson, 6 on the shot clock. Zach backs it out to half court. 4-3. Cuthbertson slashing through, fires it up. Didn't hit the rim, but fouled as the clock hit 0. That's a bailout. The whistle going on, Mamadou Diakabi. And Cuthbertson going to the free throw line. Boy, those are the type of plays that make you sick as a fan and a coach.
Well, unless you're a Mineral Area.
Unless you're a Mineral Area fan. In that case.
Yeah, in that case, that was perfectly fine.
So two shots from Cuthbertson, and Zach misses the first. Cuthbertson shoots 77% from the free throw line on the season. Second on the team in that category. Zach's only score of this game was the very first shot taken by Mack, a three-pointer. He hits this one.
There we go.
And he's got 4. And the lead now 6. 33-27, Mack. Roundtree out, Diallo in. Diallo, Story, Thomas. Or rather, Thompson, I beg your pardon. Morgan and Cuthbertson, 5 on the floor. From Mineral Area College, 24 seconds left, first half. Bounce pass underneath. Morgan tried to work over the top and steal it. Whistled for the foul, though. And the foul against Morgan, his first. As Three Rivers goes back to the free throw line. Here's Gabe Grant. Gabe Grant has 3 tries at the free throw line in this game. And he has hit all 3. Devin Thomas rested over there for about 3 seconds. And he's back to the scorer's table. Grant's first free throw. Oh, he is perfect. 6 points for Gabe Grant. So Story coming back out as they want Devin Thomas in there for the offensive possession upcoming. And Sadie's Miller checks in for the defensive possession, along with Ludi Kailoud checks in. He's from Paris, France, by the way. Back to the free throw line, Gabe Grant, after all of that business. Grant, second free throw, perfect. He's got seven. Mack leads by four with the basketball. 22 seconds left, first half. The inbounds pass to Jibril Diallo. Plays catch with Thompson in the backcourt. And Thompson's fouled. Flipped on the arm by Christian. Christian has his first foul. And Thompson going to the free throw line for two shots. So perhaps Three Rivers will get the final possession. Miller getting set to check back in. Darius Thompson hit 1-3 in the game. That's the totality of his scoring. And now he hits his second one as we replace our tallest guy, Devin Thomas, with our shortest guy, Amar Miller. Darius Thompson back to the free throw line. Mack leads it by five, 34-29. And the second one for Thompson rattled in and out. Missed it. Three Rivers quickly up the floor. Carson on the left wing with 10. Head of the circle, Redis. Redis passes over to the right wing. That's to Grant. Back to Carson with 4-3. Carson, a desperation three with 3 seconds left. Oh, the rebound and the stick back. Goes down for Ludi Kailoud. He beat the buzzer. And Mack leads by three as we head to the locker room. Mineral Area 34, Three Rivers 31. Your halftime show in 2 minutes on KREI.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
How great would it be if everyone could get to a better state? I'm your good neighbor, State Farm agent Chris Morrison, and choosing the nation's number one auto and home insurer will do just that. My team and I will make sure you get the best coverage to meet your needs, fast, friendly service, and all the discounts you deserve. Stop by my office in downtown Farmington today or visit us online at chrismorrisonagency.com. We will help you get to a better state with a better rate.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At the half, Mineral Area College leads on the road at Three Rivers, 34-31. Tremendous shooting, Kevin, by Mineral Area in the first half. We really only shot? Oh, no. Beg your pardon. They break this down here. Okay.
Yeah, so they were, 53% from two and then 33% from threes, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. Not used to that.
Yeah, I was looking at that breakdown as well.
So we were 11 for 24, okay, from the field, so 53% inside of the arc, 33 outside of the arc. 9 for 11 from the free throw line, though.
Right, and we look good. Now, we shot better than Three Rivers. They struggled a little bit shooting the ball, except for the free throw line.
Yeah, they were 12 for 14.
Yeah, they did well from the free throw line.
The free throw line. 25% outside of the arc, though. Nice perimeter defense, and that's something that we had talked about just even early on, the first 5 minutes of the game. Mack was really up in the shorts of those guys.
Yeah, they really were, and they contested those shots, and that's why they shot a lower percentage from the threes, because they were all pretty much all contested because of that defensive pressure that Mac forced.
In fact, Three Rivers made many more free throws than they did field goals.
Right.
In that first half, only 8 made field goals for Three Rivers in the first half, and this number baffles me. 9 total rebounds for the Raiders in the first half,
right.
According to the official stat sheet. Mineral Area had 14 total rebounds, and nobody over 3 of them. And the rebound leader is Jabril Diallo.
Right.
That's kind of interesting. The assist leader for Mac, Sean Roundtree, he had 3 of them. A couple of block shots. Actually, I had Devin Thomas with 3 block shots, and I'm pretty darn sure about that.
Yeah.
They got him with 2.
And like we talked about earlier, we're right and they're wrong. So
we did talk about that.
That's
we?
Right.
We not only thought it, we actually said it. Can you believe
right.
that?
That's right.
So those are some of the numbers there. Let's go ahead and take a look at the scoring at the half. And what a first half I thought that Sean Roundtree played. We saw Tree kind of get hot from outside of the arc about 5 games ago. But I thought his driving game, just the tenacity and toughness that he was kind of funneling a Diallo type of attitude almost.
Right. Yeah, I agree. You know, we've seen him as that perimeter shooter and that good shooter, but we haven't really seen the take the ball to the rim and try to score that way. That's kind of been more of Jabril's style of play. But tell you what, Sean did a nice job in the first half of this game taking that ball to the rack, and he converted several times.
In fact, Roundtree really was the guy that saved the bacon for Mineral Area College in their last ball game against Southeast Illinois. He hit free throws all over the place down the stretch, and he scored 26 points in that last outing.
Yeah.
Lamar Morgan had 29, and without those two guys, oh my, it would have been bad news.
Yeah, we talked about that kind of being a breakout game for him, and I think that has been. So far, he's kind of continuing that play.
And Tree had 9 points in the first half, so a strong outing for him there. In fact, everybody that played in the first half scored for Mineral Area College.
Yeah.
Amar Miller had 2. Tree led the way with 9. Darius Thompson had 4. Devin Thomas only had 2 points, and they were at the free throw line. With Pippen gone, we're going to need maybe a little bit more in the paint in the second half. In fact, we don't have any paint points by any of our starting post players because Thomas doesn't have a field goal, and Cuthbertson's only score has been a 3.
Yeah, huh?
Now, we do have a bench bucket in the paint because Laro's had a couple of offensive rebounds and a stick back, but now our starting front line has 0 points in the paint.
And you mentioned Laro's. I think he was kind of a bright spot. When he came in, played a few minutes, and did a really good job of attacking the ball, getting some big rebounds, and had some good defensive pressure as well.
You don't think of a 6'10 guy as a guy that is an energy guy off the bench, but he kind of brought that.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he came flying out of nowhere for two of those rebounds that, you know, you're thinking are going the other way, and he comes out of nowhere, grabs them, and then keeps possession on our end of the floor.
And he was able to follow one of those up with a bucket, so Mark with 2 points. Lamar Morgan had 5, and Jabril Diallo with 4, so everybody scores for Matt. The Three Rivers Raiders get 4 points from Cameron Ritas. Ronnie Carson was tough in the first half with 7. Gabe Grant also scored 7. Daniel Sutan has just a point. Aiden Saunders leads the Raiders with 10 points. He's got a couple of 3s. And I thought it was a pretty heads-up play by Ludi Kailud at the end of the first half. It was a desperation 3 thrown up there, and Kailud caught it in midair and threw it back in before the buzzer went off. He's got 2.
Yeah, that was a big play. That gave him a little bit of momentum kind of going into halftime here. You know, score 34-31. 34-29 sounds even a little bit better, but they got those 2 right at the end of the half.
Three Rivers went on an 8-2 run, a modest run, but a little run nonetheless, to close out that first half, and that was after Mac had taken its largest lead of 32-23, just outside of 4 minutes to go in the first half. And then the final 4 minutes is Three Rivers scoring 8 of the final 10 points of the first half. And we've got a 3-point game at the break, 34-31. You tell anybody at Mineral Area College you're on the road at Three Rivers, you got a 3-point lead at the break, I'll take it.
Oh, yeah. I think we're getting exactly what we thought we'd get because two teams that are in the top 30 in the rankings and, you know, with right now with Mineral Area, you know, being in the sixth spot and actually receiving one first-place vote.
That's right.
I don't ever remember a Mineral Area team receiving a first-place vote in the poll, so that could be a first. You're getting exactly what you thought there with two really good teams playing a really tight, good game, very well. Both teams playing great defense. Every team's working all they can to get a shot, you know, all the points that they possibly can get. This is probably about exactly what you thought you were going to get in this game.
On a first down.
And, you know, the capacity crowd here is seeing a nice game.
Yep,
and the folks that drove down from the Park Hills, Farmington area are getting to see a really good game here.
I hope you're enjoying listening to it online at MIMOinfo.com and also right here on AM 800 KREI Farmington. Coming up next at the break, we'll recap the women's game. We'll do that in 2 minutes.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
The Menor Area College men leading at the break here at Three Rivers in Poplar Bluff for the Region 16 lid lifter. 34-31 our score. Mac with a 9-point lead. Just a few minutes left in the first half, but Three Rivers with a little push as we headed toward the timeout. Things didn't go quite as well for the Mineral Area women earlier, 78-44. And really, it was a game that Three Rivers kind of controlled from the tip-off till the final horn, really in all facets.
Yeah, I agree. They really did a nice job in that first half, controlled the game really for the most part. You know, the unfortunate thing is they've only got a 3-point lead now coming into halftime. They played well. You kind of got the feel that it might be more than that coming into halftime.
So the women fall 78-44, and the Raiders are led in scoring by Ganesha Robinson with 18. Michael Everhort had 15. Mack had only one double-digit score in the game, and that was Olivia White. But she was able to put together a double-double with 12 points and 11 rebounds. Dominika Shiraka, the second leading scorer at 9 points. She hit three threes. Mack falls to 8-7 on the season, and the Three Rivers Lady Raiders improved earlier to 15-2 on the year. That was our first game. Our second game, though, Mac looked pretty strong in the first half, and your Cardinal men will go to the second half with a 3-point advantage, 34-31. We'll have it for you in 2 minutes on KREI.
Are you looking for someone that can repair your driveway, or how about finish that block wall you just don't have time to finish? Larry Giger Construction can help you get the job done in a fast and timely manner. Larry Giger Construction can help you with all your concrete, flat work, and block wall work needs. You won't be disappointed when you call Larry. 314-402-3687. Serving St. Francis, St. Genevieve, and Jefferson counties for a free estimate.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Well, it's our third basketball game of the day right here on KREI. And, well, our team lost the first two. Missouri falling to Georgia, 71-66. Tigers have lost six in a row. And the Mineral Area College women fall here at Three Rivers, 78-44. So, Mineral Area College men trying to close it on a positive note here tonight as they lead at the half 34-31 over a very good Three Rivers Raiders ball club. I'd like to thank our sponsors now, Cole's Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, Mineral Area College sponsoring our coverage of Cardinal basketball, Farmers Mutual Insurance of St. Genevieve, and Lambert's Cafe of Sykeston. I want to see that Sykeston High School team.
Yeah, I'd like to see them too. I've heard some good stuff. Yeah.
And Farmington will play them, and Farmington is ranked, I believe, fifth in
the state.
Yeah. Class five.
Yeah, so we'll see that.
This will be fun. 34-31. A 3-point advantage for Mack as we start the second half of play. Three Rivers starts with the basketball, and they'll hand it off to Ronnie Carson, who did not start the ball game but is out there to start this second half. Daniel Sotan, the ball game, along with Cameron Reedus. Sotan drives it in and shot it just a little bit too strong. Darius Thompson grabs it off the backboard and heads the other way. Sean Roundtree running point. And a moving screen whistled against Thompson.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he kind of stuck his butt up into him and got called for the moving screen.
So the Raiders miss a shot, and Mineral Area College fouls. And we're still looking for the first score of the second half here. Also in the starting lineup of the second half is Gabe Grant for the Raiders. So they start several players in the second half that didn't start the first half of play. Grant with a step back, right baseline jumper from 16 feet. That won't go. And Carson hops up for the rebound. Here's a three for the tie. That won't go. And another long rebound tracked down by the Raiders. Sotan has it. Over to the right side. Carson drives along the baseline. Throws a beautiful pass right there. And the score by Terrence Parker, his first score of the game. Thomas went for the block shot that time. He got his hand caught in the rim.
I saw that too.
Cuthbertson on that right wing. Back cut to Thompson. He's covered up well. We've got a one-point ball game. 34-33, and it's been a 10-2 run by Three Rivers. And now the shot that won't go for Roundtree will go for Devin Thomas. He gets his first field goal. He's got a knack at no matter where he is underneath the basket. He's almost got those go-go gadget arms where he can reach out and find an angle to put it in.
Yeah, that was a tough putback because he was way under the basket and was able to reach around and put it in.
Back by three, 36-33. A drive along the right baseline now. And Arita's tried to slam it off Roundtree and out of bounds, but the ricochet goes Mack's way. Here's Thompson on that left wing. Work with it in the half court now. Fires it over to Bird on that left wing. He's way outside of the arc. They enter it to Thomas. Devin working on the left low baseline. Missed it. Tried to get to the other side of the basket and grab the rebound, but the ball is smacked back over to Sotan. Sotan driving on Roundtree. Fires it over to Carson outside of the arc. Culbertson ripped him off and now fires it up the floor to Bird. And Bird's fouled on his way to the goal. Mack had a two-on-one right there. And looked like they were going to be headed down the floor for a layup. The official just said that the foul went against number 22, except that Three Rivers doesn't have a number 22. It was Bird that is wearing number 22 for Mack, and it was Redis that fouled him. Actually, it was a pretty good foul, especially with Redis having no fouls there.
Right, yeah, because he was going to get the layup if he didn't foul him.
Roundtree gets it on the inbound, trots back into the backcourt. Mineral Area College leads by three. The largest lead for Mack has been 9 points. They led 32-23, and Bird got free down underneath, missed the layup, but they whistle Sotan for the foul, and that's his fourth. So Lamar Morgan goes to the free throw line. Morgan averaging 13 points a game. He's got five in this one so far. Lamar leads the team in free throw shooting at 81.4%. And Luke Strege just looked down at the other bench and said, that was no foul. Wonder how often that happens.
Yeah.
Lamar makes the first. And he steadies for the second, and he's got that one go down too. He's got 7 points, and Mineral Area College leads by five. 38-33, 17 and a half minutes remaining in the second half. Sadie's Miller working on Morgan. Plays it over to the head of the circle to Grant. Grant driving on Cuthbertson now. Slams Cuthbertson down to the floor and going to get whistled for the charge.
Yeah, and the fans don't like it because he really wasn't set, but that really doesn't matter. He was outside the charge line, and the offensive guy created the contact and forced him backwards. He did a nice job.
As you said, Cuthbertson was sliding, but he was square to the play.
Right.
And the other part of it was that Grant lowered that shoulder and went into his chest.
Exactly.
Mack works with it in the half court. Cuthbertson slashing through. They can't find him there. Now it's Roundtree. Roundtree at the head of the circle fires to Bird on the left wing. Morgan drives it down along the baseline. He's fouled on the drive. And this whistle going against Aiden Saunders. Now the fans are moaning and groaning with every call, but I will tell you that the Besses, the coaches, they don't have much really to say about it. They kind of agree that it's probably a good call. And now Thomas was poked in the eye as he went up for the shot. In fact, he was ducking out of bounds before that shot ever got up there. And Devin trying to shake that off. He's trying to blink it away now as Saunders looks to drive on him. And now a three-pointer launched by Redis. That's his first three-point make of the game. Cameron Redis is 13th in the country at 3.7 three-point makes per game. That was going to come. It was a matter of time. And Mack's done a pretty good job of limiting him to just 7 points so far. 38-36. Mack by two with the basketball. Roundtree brings it across the timeline. Starters still in here in the second half. Cuthbertson works with it at the head of the circle. Left wing pass to Morgan. Morgan hands it off to Roundtree. Morgan coming off the screen, going down the middle of the lane. Can't find him there. Roundtree drives it in, goes high off the window, and yes, he's fouled on the way in on a good, strong drive by Sean Roundtree. And they come over and say that goes against Redis. Roundtree goes to the free throw line. Sean had a great first half. We talked about it earlier. Roundtree, I swear his average has gone up every single game throughout the last about 10 games. He's averaging 9.3 points right now, and that is his 10th point here tonight. 39-36, Mack by three.
Yeah, coming in this year, he was really highly recruited, and I know Coach Strege was really proud to get him to come here, and we expected a lot, and now we're starting to see that.
Tree hits them both. He's a Division I player. He's a transfer from Missouri State. In fact, when he was a freshman, he was second on the team in assists per game for Missouri State, but he was injured last year. Now that should be a double back violation.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they double dribbled before that happened. Yeah. So either way, it was going to be a double back if it wasn't a double dribble. It was a double something. 40-36. Mack leads it by four with the basketball. 16-15. Remaining in the second half. Roundtree, bullet pass, right wing. That's to Thompson. Thompson's just outside of the arc now. Looking for a drive, cut off. He held it for 5 seconds, apparently. Turns it over.
Pretty quick five.
It was. I can count that fast, too, but that doesn't mean I should. 40-36. Mack leads it by 4 points. And we've got 16 minutes remaining in this second half. Oh, a lot of basketball to go. Cameron Reedus just hit a three a few moments ago. And, well, usually he hits a lot more of them as well. Averages 19 points a game. He's got seven so far tonight. Grant going to send it back over around the horn, back over to the right side, and a drive down the right side of the lane, and a good finish by Aiden Saunders. He leads the team with 12 points tonight. And 40-38, Mineral Area College's lead is down to two. Cuthbertson did a great job coming toward the basketball and prevented the steal by Three Rivers. Back cut, Roundtree. Roundtree whips it past to Cuthbertson in traffic. Zach has it and turns and fires it in. That's such an effort play by Cuthbertson. 6 points for Zach. That's a play that Cuthbertson just made. I just don't think many players make that play. The pass in traffic, batted away. Zach goes and gets it, turns and fires it in. A foul whistled against Devin Thomas. That is his third. Just a little nudge, a little shove down in the paint. Devin with 4 points in this ball game. We thought he might have a little bit more freedom with Kavian Pippen out of this ball game. And now along that right baseline, this is Grant. He's working on Cuthbertson. Grant floats it back up high. That's for Reedus. Reedus driving on Miller, and Miller gets called for the block. First personal on Amar. Third team foul on Mack here in the second half. Mineral Area College leads by four, 42-38. The Cardinals undefeated, 16-0 and ranked sixth in the country. Three Rivers, 14-3. They've got the 27th most votes. They were ranked 19th in the last poll. Now here's a drive to the middle by Grant. Grant pitches it out to the right corner. Three-pointer away by Saunders. Missed it. Great rebound by Grant and creates some contact against Cuthbertson as he weaved his way toward the basket. And that'll be the second foul of the game by Cuthbertson. So Grant works his way to the line. Gabe with seven first half points. He averages 15.1 on the year. Free throw is in by Grant. He's got eight now. Jabril checks in. Let's set the lineup. Story, Leros, Diallo, Thompson, and Miller. The five on the floor for Mineral Area College. The lead is three at 42-39. Gabe Grant is at the line for Three Rivers, and he hits the second one as well. He's got 9 points now, and the lead is down to two. Mack basketball. Three guys really with point guard skills out here now with Thompson, Miller, and Diallo. Story's in the ballgame along with Leros. Pass is deflected, but Leros still grabs it. Cuts to the hole, can't find him there. Diallo drives, kicks it out. Story. Story shuffled the feet before the drive. Story very explosive to the basket.
Yeah, that was a nice drive. Just shuffled that foot right before he got driving. He had a nice finish to that drive.
42-40. It's a two-point lead for Mack, so Three Rivers could tie or maybe take the lead here. Sadie's Miller running point, and there's a three-pointer for the lead by Reedus. He rushed it, and he missed it. But the rebound and the stick back is in by Miller, and he's fouled by Leros. So Three Rivers has tied it up at 42, and Miller is at the free throw line to try to give the Raiders a lead. Leros has his third personal, and Luke Strange calls a timeout. 14-23. Remaining in the second half. We're back in a minute on KREI.
How great would it be if everyone could get to a better state? I'm your good neighbor State Farm agent, Chris Morrison, and choosing the nation's number one auto and home insurer will do just that. My team and I will make sure you get the best coverage to meet your needs, fast, friendly service, and all the discounts you deserve. Stop by my office in downtown Farmington today or visit us online at chrismorrisonagency.com. We will help you get to a better state with a better rate.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple. And it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at newerabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Mac has been in charge of the scoreboard really the entire way. And now we're tied at 42. Mercedes Miller is at the free throw line. Try to put Three Rivers on top here. Actually, Mamadou Diakabi is at the free throw line. Why?
Because he was fouled on that play. So they took the timeout before he's getting this bonus shot after he made it.
Oh, I thought Sadie's Miller is the one that made the basket. So it was actually Diakabi. All right. My mistake. Well, anyway, he missed the free throw, but Matt quickly turns it over. And now we're going the other way. Quickly down the floor, Saunders has it now. 14:05 remaining in our second half. And a chance for Three Rivers to take the lead again. After the mineral area turnover, Gabe Grant works over the top of a screen. Double dribble, but continues his drive. Now pops it out to the left wing, Miller. And Saunders goes around the back to Grant in the left corner. A three for the lead, missed it, and Story has the rebound. So Mack going to try to break back on top. 42-42. Amar Miller, Darius Thompson, Jabril Diallo, all running guard spots here. And it'll be Miller to start off the play at the head of the circle. Finds Thomas. Back cut, Thompson. Can't find him there. Now Amar driving it in, and he passes it over his head and kind of behind his back. And had just a little bit too much on it, intended for Thomas.
A little too fancy. Tried to kind of flip it behind his head, kind of a no-look type pass, and got a little too much heat on it.
So we're still tied at 42. The third consecutive chance now for the Raiders to take the lead. They'll play it to the left corner, Grant. He shot a covered-up three-pointer the last time down. Now he looks to drive on Story. Gets by him and can't put it in as Thomas was there to challenge at the rim. The ball slapped out of bounds, and it's off of Mack. Cuthbertson checks in for Story. And now here comes Roundtree and Lamar Morgan. Let's set the lineup for you. We've got Roundtree, Morgan, Thomas, Thompson, and Cuthbertson, the starters on the floor for Mineral Area College. Three Rivers puts it in play. That's to Kristen. Now they head back to the top of the key to Redis. Redis pitches it right wing to Carson. Three Rivers has its third consecutive chance now to take the lead. We've been tied at 42 for three straight possessions. Coming off the high screen, Carson. Carson driving it to the paint, pitches it back outside, and Kristen drives it through. Tried to get it over the top of Thomas. Did so, but the shot is missed, and then the three-pointer is buried by Redis. Off of the long rebound. 45-42. Three Rivers leads Mineral Area College, 12:25 remaining in the second half. Here's a drive by Darius Thompson. Plays it out to Morgan. Morgan slashes through, double clutches, wouldn't go, and the rebound taken down by Three Rivers. Mack led by 9 with 4 minutes remaining in the first half, 32-23. And it's been a 23-10 run. After that point, as Thomas blocks the shot here. Now Lamar Morgan takes it the other way. Misses the layup. Roundtree's there to try for the tip-in. Can't do it, but he's fouled.
Well, I was excited about that block by Thomas. That was a heck of a block to come across and block that shot as he was taking that ball to the basket.
And that's the fourth block shot of the game for Devin Thomas. The average is 2.5 blocks per game on the season. Roundtree goes to the free throw line. Two shots for Sean. The third foul on Carson. And the first one for Roundtree nestles its way in. He's got 12. He leads all Mineral Area College scorers. In fact, he's got 5 more than anybody else for Mack. Morgan's got 7. And Roundtree back to the line and try to make it a 1-point ball game. Roundtree dips it, flips it, and he heads it. Roundtree with 13 and 45-44. Three Rivers with the lead and the basketball. They were on a 23-10 run to take that 3-point lead. curling off the screen. Reedus at the head of the circle. He hit the three-pointer just a few moments ago. This time, he drives inside, and he's fouled. Foul going against Cuthbertson. They have that listed as Zach's second personal foul. And going back to the free throw line is Reedus, where he's 2-for-2 tonight. Out of Cortland, Alabama, the sophomore. A 77% free throw shooter on the season. And he just hit for point number 11. A terrific ball game. Both of the, I don't think really either team is showing any holiday rust. Both playing pretty well.
No, that's an exciting game. And, both teams just living up to expectations.
Reedus hit them both. He's got 12. The lead back to 3 for Three Rivers. 47-44. Here's Roundtree, head of the circle. Cuthbertson now on that left wing. Zach tries a drive, and he's held by Grant. Grant has his second personal. And checking in is Mamadou Diakabi. Grant will check out. And Cuthbertson going to the free throw line. 17 fouls whistled against Three Rivers here in the second half. 6 against Mack, so both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the way. Cuthbertson 1-for-2 at the free throw line tonight. Zach has 6 points. Cuthbertson leading the team in scoring on the year with 14 per game. And he hits that one. He's got 7. Zach and his side spin release. You gotta love it.
Tell you what, he uses it well.
He does. He's a very good shooter. 55% from the field, 40% from 3, 78% from the line. 8 points for Cuthbertson, and we've got a one-point game once again. 47-46. 11:20 remaining in the second half. Three of the Rivers basketball. Kawan Kristen out front along with Aiden Saunders. Saunders guarded by Roundtree. Dribble weave handoff now, and that's to Kristen. Now they work it back to Saunders. Thought about the triple, gave it up, plays it right side. Carson drives it, fires it down underneath now, and Cuthbertson popping that shot out of bounds by Terrence Parker. And then a technical foul whistled against Thomas, who got caught barking.
That was, Zach? Zach just got caught staring. As he hit it out of bounds, he just turned and stared at him, and the ref didn't like the stare.
It's the second time that I've seen a stare in this game, the first time on Mac, and Zach has 3 personal fouls. The other stare down came from Grant in the first half. No call on that one. So Reedus at the free throw line. Made the first free throw.
And you're, 14. And you're right. Grant actually stared at Zach in the first half. And I think Zach was returning the favor. But, you know, as you see often in sports, especially in football, the retaliator often is the one that gets
got to know better.
Yep, you got to know better. And he shouldn't have done it.
Coach Strege going to take Zach out of the game.
Yep.
Zach's such a fun-loving guy. You'll meet a nicer guy, more engaging personality. But, you know, you get competitive. Got to keep it in check. 11 minutes remaining in our second half. Reedus dribbled through a double team and then around another guy. I don't know how he did that, Houdini. That was impressive. And he's going to go back to the free throw line. And he's got a chance to make this a 4-point game now in favor of Three Rivers. Cameron Reedus averaging 19 points per game. He's a 77% free throw shooter. Tonight he's missed only 1 in 6 tries. He gets this one to go. 14 for Reedus. Three Rivers sweeping Mineral Area a season ago. Beat him by 4, then also beat him by 19. Reedus hit the free throw. He's got 15 points. And it's the largest lead of the game for Three Rivers, 50-46. Now a quick foul whistled against Carson as Roundtree dribbled it out to half court. And I'm sure you can hear the derision surrounding it.
Well, the main reason is that's now his 4th foul.
Yep.
And so he's going to have to come out of the game.
I like this. I actually like this crowd. It's
I do
great.
Too.
I love the good home crowds. That's terrific.
It's fun just because it's the rivalry, and you see people are passionate about their teams, and so it's a lot of fun.
Roundtree at the free throw line. Missed the front end of the 1-on-1. That's Sean's first miss from the free throw line, as he had made 5 for 5 up to that point. So a 4-point advantage for Three Rivers. Great defense by Lamar Morgan, but Saunders steps back and puts it right on him. 14 points for Aiden Saunders, and a 6-point lead now for Three Rivers, 52-46. Just about halfway through the second half of play. Thomas saves it from going in the backcourt, hands it off to Story. Justin slashing, kicking to the left corner, round three for three, it's short. Well short, but Story grabs the rebound, kept it alive for Mack, then loses it. It was slapped away from him by Saunders. Saunders hands it off to Miller. He gives it right back to Aiden Saunders. Saunders, dribble weave handoff, Redis. Redis entering underneath, Parker turns toward the goal, can't score it, and the rebound taken down by Thompson for Mack.
That was a good defensive stop there. I think they needed to stop the bleeding right there, and that was a nice stop.
Thomas played tough defense without fouling, and now a near turnover as Thompson lost the dribble, but it goes off the ankles of 2-3 Rivers players. And as Zach Cuthbertson and Gabe Grant check back in the game, look how wide Gabe Grant's shoulders are. That guy is huge.
Yes, he is. He's muscular.
6'6 guard. Sophomore out of Chicago. Mineral Area College basketball trailing by 6. The inbound to Cuthbertson. Zach pump fake on the 3. Slashes in. Double clutches. Goes off the window. Missed it. But he is going to the free throw line. 52-46. Been the largest deficit for Mack tonight. And that's the third foul whistled against Parker. Nice to get some of these dudes fouled out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
Cuthbertson tickles the twine. He's got 9. Made it a 5-point ball game. Second free throw, perfect. 10 points for Zach. 52-48. Three Rivers leading it. Pounding it on the hardwood is Sadie's Miller. Calling forward is Redis on the left wing, but he's guarded tightly by Thompson. Black doing a nice job denying the basketball to him. Here's Saunders now. Saunders fires it to Grant at the head of the circle. Grant looking left side now, right side. Finally gives it off to Redis with 8 on the shot clock. Redis trying to break down Thompson. Slashes through and fouled. Whistle going against Thompson, his second personal. You take a look at these. Kind of the main two guards for Three Rivers. Redis shoots 77% from the free throw line. Gabe Grant at 79%.
I don't know if that's their ninth foul or 10th foul. I think there's some, they're calling him shooting. Now they're back to 1-on-1. They said shooting two, but.
Diallo checks in for Roundtree. And so the first free throw by Redis doesn't matter in this case anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yep.
Because Redis hits it and he's got 16. His last 6 points all coming from the foul line. He finished off a 3-point play, and he just keeps on coming. He's got 17 points now, and the margin is back to 6 at 54-48. Three Rivers leads with 9-12 remaining in the second half. Diallo, a bouncer to Leros, left elbow, back to Jabril on the left side. Diallo looking for a drive, crashes into a guy, bounces it to Leros now. Leros double team, fires it at the head of the circle. Cuthbertson, Zach driving, double clutching and fired it in. He flat levitated on his way to the hole that time, and he's got 12, and he's made it a 4-point game. 54-50. 8:49 remaining in the second half. Aiden Saunders averages 11.2 points per game. He's got 14 tonight. He's been impressive. Grant spins toward the goal. He's stripped by Cuthbertson. It's a 4-on-1. Bouncer right side. Miller double clutch layup right. Got it to go. Cuthbertson leading the break. Amar Miller with 4, and it's a 2-point game. 54-52. Three Rivers on top. A near steal, but not going to get whistled. Oh, a timeout by Three Rivers. I thought for sure it was going to be a foul against Miller, but instead the timeout was offered first for Three Rivers. So 54-52, a 2-point lead for the Raiders. We're back in Poplar Bluff in 30 seconds on KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out, here comes the throat roll. They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds, well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Well, I thought it was going to be a foul whistled against Amar Miller, but it was a timeout for Three Rivers. So
yeah, it was good timing because I saw he was kind of trapped and was trying to get away with it, and then the Three Rivers coaches called timeout, and right as they called timeout, they were getting ready to grant the timeout, and there was the foul. So timeout first.
There you go. 54-52, Three Rivers leads it by two, and during that timeout, Mack, for the first time all game, is going to go to zone. So it's going to be a half-court trap. And great job by Three Rivers noticing that, and they pitch it right down to the baseline. Now, Mamadou Diakabi double-clutched on his shot and shoveled his feet.
Yeah, he did, and needless to say, the Three Rivers fans thought it should have been a foul.
Well, the thing is, he walked, and then Mineral Area really hammered him.
They did. They hammered him good.
It would have been a foul if he wouldn't have walked. So a chance for Mack to now tie or take the lead. Diallo drives it, pitches it back out front to Miller. Amar looks for the drive. He's on the right side. And he tries to whip a pass over to Leros. And once again, a little too fancy and doesn't work. And now a drive by Redis. Leros went to block the shot, and Redis went right through him for the score.
Yeah, he just hung in the air. You know, Mark went up and came down, and Redis was still in the air.
There was a lot of contact there, too. Yep. Redis could very well be at the line for the three-point play. But 56-52, Three Rivers leads with 7.5 to play in the second half. Miller's outside of the arc, and a timeout now by Mack. 7:27 remaining in the second half. 56-52, Three Rivers leading the Cardinals. We're back in a minute on KRAI.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Well, Matt comes back out of the timeout, and Three Rivers goes to a zone. Cuthbertson gets caught in a trap and gets called for a charge. And with the technical that he earned earlier, that's his fourth personal. So Three Rivers with a four-point advantage in the basketball. 56-52, Raiders on top here. Sadie Miller driving it on Lamar Morgan all the way to the hole, off the window, missed it. Morgan rises high for the rebound. Strong rebound by Lamar. He flares it up to Miller. Miller on the left wing now. Miller, a bouncer underneath. Pass intended for Thomas. Too much traffic, though. And it's taken back away by Three Rivers. Perimeter jumper this time. And as Thomas closed out on Saunders, he made contact on Saunders way down on the jump shot. So even though the shot was missed, Aiden will go to the free throw line. And that's the fourth foul against Thomas. So Max front line in foul trouble. Cuthbertson and Thomas with four fouls apiece. 6:45 remaining in the second half. Seemed like the Raiders were going to be the ones in foul trouble for a long time, and now it's Mack as a free throw goes down by Saunders, and he's got 15. Thomas out, Leros in. 57-52, a five-point advantage for Three Rivers. Their largest lead has been 6. Mack's largest lead has been 9. Saunders cuts the court. He's got 16. And 58-52, it matches the largest lead of the game for Mineral Area, or for Three Rivers, I beg your pardon. 6:40 remaining in the second half. Diallo comes off the screen, now drives down the middle of the lane, works it out to Miller on the right side. Miller driving through, lays it high off the window, misses the shot. Tap try Leros won't go, and then he hits the deck. Three Rivers basketball. Miller to Grant. Grant slamming over the top of Diallo.
Yeah,
a little bit of contact, well, but Diallo was set.
Yes, and it's the exact same play that just happened down cut two possessions ago. Yeah. So I know the Three Rivers fans aren't happy, but it's the exact same thing that just happened on the other end.
Third foul on Grant. You're talking about when Cuthbertson was called for the charge. Yes. Here's Diallo crossing the timeline. 6 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in the second half. Cuthbertson now head of the circle. That's Deleros. Now to the right wing, Diallo. Diallo right elbow. Backhand a bounce pass. Pocket pass to Deleros. Back out to Diallo on the right wing. Jabril drives right baseline. Elevates. Fires. 15-footer will not go. And bouncing up for the rebound is the 6-1 Sadie's Miller. And now a foul. Oh, no, no. Not a foul, kick, but a steal in the backcourt, I guess. Or a kick.
A kick ball, yeah.
By Amar Miller. A chance now for the Raiders to push their lead even larger. Their largest lead is 6. That's what they lead it right now. They have a chance to lead by 8, maybe 9 on this possession. A lob over to Redis on the right wing. His 3 is perfect. Is perfect. A big smile for Redis. And well, it should be. He's got 22 points, and he's made it a 9-point game. 61-52. Three Rivers leads Mineral Area College. A 9-point lead by Mack in the first half is now a 9-point deficit, but Morgan comes back and hits the 3. And a timeout by Mineral Area College. 5:19 remaining in the second half. 61-55. Three Rivers up. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Are you looking for someone that can repair your driveway? Or how about finish that block wall you just don't have time to finish? Larry Giger Construction can help you get the job done in a fast and timely manner. Larry Giger Construction can help you with all your concrete, flat work, and block wall work needs. You won't be disappointed when you call Larry. 314-402-3687. Serving St. Francis, St. Genevieve, and Jefferson counties for a free estimate.
Well, dueling threes by Three Rivers and Mack. The 3 by Cameron Redis put his team on top by 9. But Lamar Morgan comes back down, and he drops a 3 in for the Cardinals. So the margin is 6. The Raiders leading the Cardinals by 6, 61-55, 5:15 remaining in our second half. Three Rivers basketball now. Cameron Redis leads all scorers with 22 points. He averages 19 on the year, and he's got it on that right wing. Looks for a drive on Cuthbertson now. Drives along the baseline, pops it out to Grant, left corner three, and he puts that one through. And now a timeout by Three Rivers. Redis hits a 3. The next time down, Grant hits a 3, and the lead's right back to 9 for Three Rivers. Timeout of the floor. 5 minutes remaining. 64-55, Three Rivers. We're back in a minute. KREI.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Well, some heavy lifting to do for the Mineral Area College Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, they're down nine now with 5 minutes to go. They need a big bucket here.
Got a big bucket last time down from Lamar Morgan. Here's Sean Roundtree bringing it across the timeline now. Guarded tightly, a bouncer to Cuthbertson on that right wing. And the screen set by Thomas. Zach backs it out, now looks for a drive. Takes it down the middle, finds Morgan now. Morgan driving along the left baseline. His shot is blocked, and grabbing the rebound is Diakovi. A chance now for the Raiders to lead by double digits. Left wing, that's Sadie's Miller. Miller to the head of the circle, Gabe Grant. He just made the three, but he lost the ball as he looked for the drive on the spin now. And Roundtree gets to the middle of the floor, and he's fouled on his way in. But Roundtree going to peel himself off the paint and head to the free throw line.
Good block, Cam!
Foul going on Redis, his third personal. Redis, I think Redis has been every bit as good as advertised.
Oh, I agree. And he's a pretty animated player, too. You know, he hits threes. He kind of puts on a little show. You know, he gets fast, puts on a little show. But I tell you what, he's fun to watch.
You know, he hasn't done it. He hasn't got up in, like, a Mineral Area college player's face to do it.
No, though. You're right.
He has fun, I think.
Yes, I agree with you on that. But that's what I said. He's fun to watch because he's, you know, you like to see players have fun, you know, when things are going well.
Roundtree hits the free throw. The margin is 8 for Three Rivers. Tree back to the line. Trying to make it a 7-point game. Ready, steady's got it. 15 for Tree. He leads Mack in scoring tonight. 64-57. Near double back for Three Rivers. Don't call it. Saunders now on the left wing. Guarded by Thompson. Saunders plays it back out front to Rita. Saunders gets it back. Launches a three. Misses that one. But the rebound and the stick back by Diakabi. He doesn't hit the shot, but he is going to the free throw line. A really nice effort there by Diakabi. And Cuthbertson fouls out. Zach fouls out, having scored 12 points tonight. Good work by Diakovi to grab that rebound. Great effort. Luke Strege has here just a moment to put somebody in for Cuthbertson. Four on the floor are Thomas, Thompson, Morgan, and Roundtree, and Miller will be the one coming on the floor for Cuthbertson. 64-57. Mineral Area trails by 7 points. And the first free throw by Diakovi clanks off the back of the iron. A 60% free throw shooter on the year. Diakovi puts it in the left hand. Tries it again, and he gets this one to go down. Diakovi with 3 points. The lead is 8. 65-57. Mack might have to get this one in an up-and-down game. Get some possessions in here. And now here's Thompson. Squares for three. Got it!
Whoa.
Rattled it in! Big shot by Black.
That was a tough shot. When he took it, I thought, well, that's not a very good shot. I mean, he kind of came off a screen, went around a guy, and then just kind of threw it up there. But it was a big shot. It went in.
Yeah, 7 points for Darius, and it's a 5-point ball game. 65-50. 3.5 minutes remaining in regulation. This is Redis now. All eyes on him. He drives in, slips, falls, but there's Diakovi again. Grabs the loose ball and throws it in. He's been everywhere they needed him to be. 67-60. The lead is 7 for Three Rivers. 3:21 remaining in the second half. We're back in a minute on KREI.
How great would it be if everyone could get to a better state? I'm your good neighbor, State Farm agent Chris Morrison, and choosing the nation's number one auto and home insurer will do just that. My team and I will make sure you get the best coverage to meet your needs, fast, friendly service, and all the discounts you deserve. Stop by my office in downtown Farmington today or visit us online at chrismorrisonagency.com. We will help you get to a better state with a better rate.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, And our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another New Era Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at newerabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
'67-'60 Three Rivers leads Mineral Area. Mac just can't get back-to-back stops here in the second half. 3:21 remaining in the second half. 67-'60 Three Rivers over the Cardinals. Roundtree's got it on that right wing. And now here's Darius Thompson driving right of the lane. A lot of contact, and Darius finishing through that contact. Five straight for Darius Thompson. The lead is back to five, 67-62. And it's got to happen on the defensive end for Mac. 3 minutes left in regulation. Head of the circle, this is Saunders. Saunders has been terrific with 16 points. Back cut, Grant can't find him there. And now it's Redis. Redis watched by Miller. Trying to take him off the dribble. Redis down the middle of the lane and walk.
Yep.
He cradled that ball like a running back and just tried to slam his way through.
He probably took four steps. Yeah. I mean, the crowd's upset because he bowled over a Mineral Area Cardinal there. But he took four steps while he was doing that.
Yeah. There was contact.
There was contact.
It just happened to be as he was running its way through.
Right.
67-62, big possession here for Mack. The inbound to Thompson. Darius has five straight. Miller in the backcourt now. Now here's Miller crossing the timeline, guarded by Miller. It's Miller on Miller right there. Amar looking for the drive, cut off. Now it's back to Black. Darius on that right wing. Back to the head of the circle. This is Amar Miller slashing through, all the way through, laid it up and in. Amar Miller with 6 points, and it's a one-possession game, 67-64. 2 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in regulation. Grant for three. It's short, but once again, it's Diakabi with three offensive rebounds in the last four possessions for this team, and he's fouled. Diakabi at 6'6". He's just been right there in perfect rebounding position. He's got two shots coming up. 67-64. Three Rivers by three. Diakabi's first missed. So the most he can make it is a four-point game if he knocks this one down. 2:15 remaining in the second half. Mamadou Diakabi, 1-for-3 from the free throw line. The left-handed shooter fires it up again, and he missed that one again. Black has it. And Mack now could maybe tie. Maybe to make it a one-point game. Head of the circle, Roundtree. Roundtree curls off a screen, retreats, looks for the drive, takes it right at the free throw line, fires it in. Sean Roundtree with 17, and it's a one-point game. 67-66. Three Rivers on top. A ball in the hands of their best player, Redis. Redis to Grant. Down into Diakabi on the give-and-go try. Diakabi backs it on out. Redis a three from the corner. Missed it. Rebound Morgan. Mack has a chance to take the lead. 1:35 remaining in regulation. Mineral Area College trailed by 9 points. 2 minutes ago. Roundtree, head of the circle, trailing it by a point. Sean just hit a shot the last time down. Curls off the screen, lost the ball, got it back. Thomas hits the deck and is taken back by Three Rivers. There's been a lot of contact both ways, and the officials have been very consistent in letting it go a little bit. 65 seconds left in regulation. A drive by Saunders.
Yeah, there we go.
And he throws Thompson away. And Darius, I'm telling you, he slid 20 feet.
Yep.
And the foul whistled on Saunders on the push-off. So Mack now has another chance to take the lead. That might be as far as I've ever seen someone slide.
Well, I tell you, well, this is a heck of a game. A one-point game, a minute four to go. Mack down one with the ball.
Roundtree has it. Sean hit the shot to draw him within to a point. And now Roundtree's got it. Left wing, now right wing Miller. Roundtree slashes through. Miller coming off the screen now. Spins a 360. Drives down the left side of the lane. Plays it out to Morgan. Morgan drives through. Double clutches. Got it. Lamar Morgan has put the Cardinals on top on a sensational drive down the right side. A double clutch scoop. And Mineral Area College leads 68-67. 48 seconds left. Let's keep it right here. And Mac finally got the couple of stops, Kevin, they needed.
You're exactly
to
right.
Give their offense a chance.
Yeah, and I tell you what a play there by Morgan to come through and kind of scoop that ball up from underneath and around and had enough English to spin that ball in the basket. That was a beautiful play. And right after that, takes a timeout. Up one with 48.8 seconds to go. This is shaping up to be what we thought it was going to be, and a heck of a game coming down to the last minute.
Well, it surely is, as Mineral Area College is on a 13-3 push over the last 4 minutes and 12 seconds of this game. Boy, that's a great closeout by Mac. They need at least one more great possession of defense. And with Cameron Redis on the floor, nobody's safe.
No, I agree with you. And this could go either way right now. Like you said, they've got to keep an eye on Redis, number 11 here for Three Rivers. He's a heck of a player, can create a lot of shots. So I would think they're going to be really clamping down on him.
The crowd here at Three Rivers College coming to life. And what a great rivalry to start Region 16 play. 68-67, Mineral Area College on top. 48 seconds left. Three Rivers basketball. And they put it in the hands of Carson. Carson slashes to the middle. Kicks to the left corner now. Saunders elevates. 17 footer is nothing but nylon. Saunders has 18. And Mineral Area College has the basketball back as Luke Strege calls a timeout. Well, Gene Best hasn't won 1,245 games for nothing, Kevin.
Yeah.
They had 40 seconds left in this game. The shot clock is 30 seconds. He wanted the last shot, and so that means they had to get a shot up in the first 7 seconds possession.
You're exactly
which
right.
Which is exactly what they did.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, if they could get the shot up quick and then hopefully make it, which they did, it's awesome for them because now, no matter what, even if Max scores, they can still have that last possession.
And Saunders didn't hit an easy bucket either. That was a covered-up 17-footer. Man, he stuck it home.
Yeah. You know, you're right. I mean, that was a heck of a shot came through there. And now we're going to see what Minori is going to do here with down one here, 36.7 seconds. You know, you wonder if they're going to try to make a quick shot or just run and play this out and just see what happens.
Mac has a lot of good options. Roundtree has been great tonight going to the basket. Black has hit some tough shots. You've got a great power player underneath, and Devin Thomas, even though they only has one field goal, and Lamar Morgan, your best shooter from distance. Mineral Area basketball. 30 seconds left. Three Rivers leads it by a point, 69-68. Miller drives through, and he turns it over. Miller gives it back over, and Roundtree is forced to foul Carson. It's been a tough night for Miller in that respect.
Yeah.
5 turnovers for him tonight. Now, don't hang your head, Cardinals. It's a one-point game now, and if Carson hits them both, it's still only a three-point game.
Right, and then you got the ball, you know, for the last shot.
Carson is a terrific free-throw shooter, 73% on the year. He's 4-for-6 tonight. And the Mineral Area College faithful have traveled down making some noise, but Carson rolls it in for his first second-half point. He's got 8. Coach Strege keeps reminding his team, we've got a lot of time here, guys. They even have time to go to the basket. They don't even have to have a 3 necessarily, even if Carson makes this one. Carson throws it up, missed it, and the rebound tapped out off of Grant, and so it is only a 2-point game. Mac basketball. 23 seconds left. Here's Roundtree with it. Roundtree and Miller playing catch. Sean has it on the left wing, left corner. That was Morgan, and Morgan turns it over. A terrible pass by Morgan up to the left wing, and Diakabi went airborne to steal it. You know what? If Mac doesn't touch him, he probably falls out of bounds on his own.
Oh, he does, yeah. But, yeah, Morgan just kind of had two people on him to try to return that pass and just threw it right to the Three Rivers player diving out of bounds, and then we hit him as he went out of bounds to have the foul. So now they're at the line with 17 seconds to go.
Diakabi has two shots, and he misses the first.
That's big.
Now Morgan had a wide open three there too, Kevin.
Yeah, I know.
If he wanted it.
Well, if he makes this, so it's going to be, if he makes this, it's a three-point game with 17 seconds. And
so here's Diakabi. The shorts are getting a little tighter. Puts it in the left hand, trying to make it a three-point game, and he does so. So now Mac needs a three. And with only 17 seconds left, round three, has it, head of the circle. Sean to the right wing. Miller drives, kicks it out. Round three for the tie.
Yes! Boom!
Sean Roundtree ties it up. Here comes Three Rivers now. 8 seconds left.
No fouls.
Carson has it. Hands it off to Redis for three in the win. Missed it. Rebound, stick back, no. And now a three-quarter of a quarter shot that will not fall. And we are going to overtime.
Yes, sir. What a game.
Sean Roundtree, the hero for a moment anyway. Ties it at 71. Clutch basketball by a clutch player. Overtime in 1 minute. I'm KREI.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
We are headed to overtime, tied at 71. Mineral Area College at Three Rivers. Isn't this the way these things are supposed to be?
Exactly. And these are two top ranked teams in the country, and we expect it nonetheless.
Mac was down by 9 points with 5 minutes left. They went on a 13-3 run to take a 1-point lead, then fell behind late. And with just seconds remaining in regulation, Sean Roundtree buries a 25-footer to send us to overtime. Zach Cuthbertson has fouled out. Mac will start these five in overtime. You've got Thomas, Morgan, Miller, Diallo, and Roundtree. And Thomas wins the tip. Mac will have a chance to score first. Sean Roundtree with 20 points to lead the Mac Cardinals in this ball game. And none bigger than the three that he just stuck a few seconds ago. Here's Morgan slashing through. Curls it underneath for Thomas, who scores it. Great pass by Lamar. And a nice dive to the rim by Devin Thomas. Mineral Area College by two, 73-71 as we start overtime. Curling around is Carson. Carson gets the ball. Roundtree now closes out on him. A bouncer to Redis. Redis on that right wing over the top of Miller for three. Missed it. And Morgan had the rebound for a moment, but he and Thomas were battling each other for it and then lost it out of bounds. I wonder if Redis is showing his legs a little bit. He's played a lot of minutes in this ball game.
Yeah, and that was kind of a forced shot, too. He was well defended there.
Yeah. Now the inbound to Redis. Redis lobs it to the middle of the paint. And then Parker gave it up, even though he was right in the middle. Now Carson bounces it to the top of the key. And that's to Grant. A drive left baseline, 18-footer in and out. Miller's got the rebound for Mack. Miller looks up the floor. Laros is on the run. Said let's play it in the half court now. Just under four to go in overtime. Mack by two with the basketball. Miller curls around. Floats, fires, missed it. A good look by Miller that time. Just couldn't get it to go down. And up the floor we go with Saunders. Behind the back he goes. Bounces into the middle. Goes right over the top of Laros, but can't hit the runner. Mark did a great job of staying vertical there,
yes,
Kevin.
Yes, he did. That was a great rebound also by Morgan.
Here's Roundtree with it. 73-71 Mack. 3.5 minutes remaining in the first overtime. Diallo to the left wing. That's to Morgan. Now it's Roundtree on the left wing. Morgan cutting down the right side of the lane. Couldn't find him there. Roundtree down in the paint. Works it back out. Now Diallo with 4 on the shot clock. Spins. Scoops. Hands it to Laros. Off the window. Missed it. And missed the backboard and missed the rim. And I think they call a shot clock violation. If we'd have just clipped the rim there, we'd have been safe and Laros would have had a chance at the stick back.
Yep.
Darius Thompson checks in for Miller. So it's Diallo, Roundtree, Morgan, Thompson, and Laros, the 5 on the floor for Mack. The Raiders got a chance now to tie or take the lead. Gabe Grant driving, bounces it down underneath now. A wraparound shot that won't fall for Parker, and Mack finally corrals the rebound. 2:50 remaining in the first overtime. Mineralary has the only score of the ball game in an overtime frame. That was Devin Thomas. Back cut by Morgan. Can't find him there. Diallo curls over the top of a screen. Laros, a left baseline jumper that won't fall from 15. And now buzzing down the floor. Three Rivers has it in Carson's hand. Carson, a wide open triple, and airballed it. He double clutched on it and waited and thought about it. That rarely ends well for a shooter.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he just took too much time. He was open and then just kind of was getting ready to pass it and thought, oh, you know, I'm open. Maybe I'll try to shoot this. And then took too much time, double clutched it, and then missed it, airballed it.
Three Rivers has gone half of the overtime frame, the first 2.5 minutes without scoring a point. Mack has only 2, but it's enough right now. 73-71. Roundtree running point for Mack. Right wing pass to Thompson. Thompson looks for Diallo, slashing through, nobody there. The screen set by Thomas. Thompson all the way through and fires over to the right wing. Diallo, bouncer underneath Thomas. Thomas attacks, goes over to the left hand, misses the shot, has the rebound, sticks it back up, can't stick it in, but he is headed to the free throw line. And the whistle going against Gabe Grant, his 4th. If we could just get one of these rascals fouled out, that would help, I think.
Yeah, it would. I'll tell you what, if he hits these 2 free throws, it's big. So you got 2 minutes and 4 seconds to go. You know, we're up 2 in overtime. If he hits these 2 and get him to go up 4, that'd be huge.
Devin Thomas, 64% on the year. He has hit both free throws that he has taken in this ball game, and he has 2 shots upcoming right now. And the first one, he sinks. 7 for Devin. 74-71. Mack leads by 3. Thomas back to the free throw line. Dips it, flips it, and he hits it.
That's huge.
It is.
75-71. 2 minutes to go.
Mineralary College by 4. 2 minutes remaining in our first overtime frame. Aiden Saunders, back cut, can't find him there. Driving around is Miller. Miller hands it off to Redis. Redis now slashing along the baseline. Thomas rejects the shot, but there's the guy that gets all the offensive rebounds. Mamadou Diakabi, and he puts it back through. He has been everywhere they've needed him to be. And 75-73, Mineralary College by 2. 1:35 remaining in the first overtime. Roundtree off the window. Got it to fall. Double deuce for number 2, Sean Roundtree. And Mineralary College back up by 4. 77-73, 1:20 remaining in our first overtime. Diallo going for the steal and just clipped his man on the way by. Like the aggressiveness.
Yeah.
You can't play afraid in overtime.
No.
Second one on Diallo. And that puts Saunders to the free throw line.
Couldn't be not called. No. But it, you know, but it was probably the right call.
I think with the graduation of Redis, I think that this Aiden Saunders is going to be maybe the leader of this team next year. I'm really impressed with him.
I'm with you. He's going to be their stud for sure.
He's just a freshman out of Atlanta, and he's got 19 points tonight.
Yeah, he's been huge.
He hits the first one. He's got a chance at point number 20 right here to make it a 2-point game, and he's got it. Man, nothing but nylon for Saunders. And Mack leads by 2, 77-75. 1:19 remaining in our first overtime. Roundtree, Thompson, Morgan, Diallo, Thomas, the 5 on the floor for Mack. Roundtree double-teamed, throws a pass to Black, and now it's Diallo attacking and charges. So the third one on Jabril. Charged along the baseline. Miller checks in for Diallo. Jabril shaking his head. That's basketball, man.
Yeah, yeah.
66 seconds left, first overtime. The Raiders now have a chance to tie or take the lead. Mack by two, 77-75.
Yeah, yeah, you like the aggressiveness there. Take the ball to the basket. He just unfortunately just got called for the charge there, taking that ball strong to the basket.
Jabril has had two almost, then they resulted in two fouls.
Right.
He tried for the steal, he fouled. He tried for the drive, he fouled. But I'd rather that be that than play scared. So it's Three Rivers basketball now. Head of the circle, this is Carson. Carson has the ball on the string. Back and forth he goes, fires to Grant. Grant on the right wing. Less than a minute to go, first overtime. Grant for three in the lead. Got it!
Oh, wow.
Grant pumps it in. He's got 15. And Three Rivers is on top by a point. 78-77. 52 seconds left. We're back in 30 seconds on KRAI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Three-pointer by Gabe Grant has put the Raiders back out front, 78-77. Mineral Area College basketball with 52 seconds left. I don't know what the play is going to be, but I have a pretty good feeling that Sean Roundtree's got to be a part of it anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what, if his last couple games have anything to show for it, he should be because he's been clutch.
26 in his last outing 3 weeks ago, 22 tonight, including a clutch three at the end of regulation that sent this thing to overtime. And Roundtree hit the first shot of the overtime frame to put Mack on top by two. It'll be Miller to put it in play. Full court pressure by Three Rivers here. You've got Miller, Roundtree, Thompson, Morgan, and Thomas, the five on the floor for Mack. Roundtree says go ahead and bring it across the timeline to Darius Thompson, and now he gets it. So it's Roundtree at the head of the circle. 40 seconds left. First overtime frame. Three Rivers leads by a point, 78-77. The screen set by Thomas. Roundtree backs it out. Plays it over to the right wing, Morgan. Nine on the shot clock. Morgan lobs to Roundtree. Sean, crossover drive. Drives it in. Left-handed shot. Got it to go! Roundtree delivers again. 79-78. Mineral Area College on top. 20 seconds to go in our first overtime. This is Carson with it with 15, 14. Carson plays to Grant, another three, and he missed it. Darius Thompson has the rebound, and he's fouled. Sean Roundtree coming through time and time again.
All right, there's 10.4 seconds left. We're going to the free throw line here. We're up one. Need them both.
Yep.
Need them both.
Biggest free throws of the season coming up for Darius Thompson, who is 1-for-2 today and 61% on the season. Here's the first. Missed it.
Oh, darn it. All right, this one's huge here. I mean, if you go up two, you know, you gotta guard the three, but.
And a timeout by Luke Strege.
Yep.
And we'll keep it right here. I was going to have a discussion that I wanted to have, but now I can't have. I was going to ask you if Black makes both free throws, if you go ahead and foul Three Rivers rather than having the chance that they hit a three, but it doesn't matter now.
Yeah, that would be an interesting decision to see what they would do. I mean, pros and cons for both, but not a bad action to do there. Yeah. But like you said, that's out the door now. So it's a best-case scenario where it's a two-point lead. Worst-case scenario, it's a one-point lead. Boy, it's huge. You know, it's going to be huge.
Well, Redis hit a big three earlier to help keep the Raiders in it. Gabe Grant hit a monster three as well. But Sean Roundtree is the guy that, for Mack, hit the three at the end of regulation to send it to overtime. And he just hit the runner in the lane to put Mack on top by a point, 79-78, Mineral Area College leads. It's the Region 16 opener on the road. The Cardinals are undefeated at 16-0 and ranked sixth in the country. And what a win this would be if Mac can play one great possession of defense here and knock off these Three Rivers Raiders.
It's probably pretty smart. Coach isn't putting anybody down the lane on these free throws because I guess could get a foul trying to get the rebound here. But he's
got him at half court because you do want them to pick up the ball off the inbound.
You're right.
And now here's Thompson. Missed the front end of the two-shot foul. The second one is good. Thompson's got 10, and Mack leads by 2, 80-78. Three Rivers comes down the floor with 9 seconds. This is Carson with it. Carson with 6, 5. He says, come and get the ball to Redis. Redis with 3, 2. Redis throws it over to the left wing. Time expires as the three's in the air.
That
will not go for Gabe Grant. Gabe Grant fired it just short. And Mineral Area College comes to Three Rivers, and they come from 9 points down with 5 minutes left, and they knock off the Raiders in overtime, 80-78.
What a game. What a game. This is fun.
This is fun.
Oh, wow.
Mack led by 9 in the first half, and they trailed Kevin by 9 with 5 minutes to go. 64-55, a 13-3 run put Mack back on top with 48 seconds left, and it was back and forth from there. And for my money, Sean Roundtree is the hero.
I agree. He was huge down there. I mean, you know what? He had a good whole game. I was going to say huge down the stretch, but this whole game, he played well, played really well.
We saw him really take it hard to the basket in the first half. He hits the monster three to send it to overtime, and he took it hard to the basket once again in overtime.
Yep.
And Mineral Area College gets the job done, Kevin. The comeback and the win without their leading scorer and rebounder on the season in Zach Cuthbertson, who was on the bench, and he fouled out.
Yeah, I agree. We talked earlier about how tough it is on these region games to go on the road and to get some wins, but to get a win at Three Rivers when, they've got one of their better teams they've had in a while as well. To come on the road here to get the win, that's huge. That's huge, And one thing that could be said about Mineral Area is, they're 16-0 before this game. They probably didn't have the strongest schedule in the world. And so how would they do against a team, a high-ranked team, like Three Rivers? And they came out here and showed that even though their schedule may be not as tough as what some of our schedules have been in the past, 16-0, now 17-0 against us, Three Rivers team, that's pretty huge.
16-16, and now win number 17 to start 2000.
There you go.
17.
There you go.
The math works well for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. And this is their second game in a row that they have won in overtime as well.
Yeah.
How about that one?
Well, I tell you what, this is great action for these guys to be able to do that. Great experience for them to have these games come down because, the more experience they can get games like this, the better it's going to help them down the stretch and as they get into deeper into region and into national tournament time.
Yeah, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
So in the Mineral Area College Cardinals, 17-0. The Three Rivers Raiders, 14-4. Your postgame show in 2 minutes on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
Are you looking for someone that can repair your driveway? Or how about finish that block wall you just don't have time to finish? Larry Giger Construction can help you get the job done in a fast and timely manner. Larry Giger Construction can help you with all your concrete, flat work, and block wall work needs. You won't be disappointed when you call Larry. 314-402-3687. Serving St. Francis, St. Genevieve, and Jefferson counties for a free estimate.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Let's take you through the numbers in this win. Mineral Area College knocks off Three Rivers on the road in overtime, 80-78. And Sean Roundtree leads the way with 24 points. Darius Thompson scores 10. Amar Miller had 6. Devin Thomas with 8. Jabril Diallo has 4. Mark Laros with a pair. Lamar Morgan with 12. Zach Cuthbertson has 12. And Justin Story with 2. You know the beauty of those numbers? Justin Story's 2 and Mark Laros is 2.
Yeah.
In a 2-point overtime win.
You needed
mean every bit as much as Roundtree's 24.
Yeah, you needed all every point you can get there. That's huge.
For the Three Rivers Raiders, Cam Rodriguez was just sensational. He scored 22. Ronnie Carson has 8. Mamadou Diakabi had 8, but he had every rebound at the end, it seemed like. Gabe Grant scored 15.
Yeah, he was huge.
2 for Terrence Parker. Daniel Sutan has a point. 2 for Ludi Kailud, and Aiden Saunders, who was just terrific, scored 20. How about this defensive effort, Kevin, by the Mineral Area College Cardinals? They hold Three Rivers to 32% shooting in tonight's ball game.
I bet that's no team this year has probably held them to that level. That's huge.
That was something that we commented on even in the first few minutes. How much we were looking at that defensive effort by the Cardinals
right out the gate.
Thought they were just playing really well there.
Yeah, they really got out and challenged all their shots, really.
So 32% from the field for Three Rivers, 27% from three. They were 8 for 29 there. Three Rivers shot fantastic at the foul line. They get 9 more free throws than does Mac, 28 for 37, 75%. Mineral Area College shoots 47% for the game and 46% from beyond the arc. 6 for 13 there, 19 for 40 overall, and 28 for 24. 86% at the foul line. This is a team that shoots 67% on the year, and they bested that by almost 20 percentage points. I didn't see much rust, I got to admit.
No, I mean.
3 weeks off.
Yeah, and that's what we were worried about, because that's what we were worried about, the game getting canceled the other night. Thought that, you know, they could help shake off some of the rust, but you know what? These guys have been practicing harder than they play, and so I think that the way these guys get after it in practice, I think, has them ready for these type of games.
The rebounds go the Cardinals' way. They out-rebound Three Rivers, 31-29. Slightly more. It didn't feel like a game to me that had 44 turnovers. I guess it. I guess that's how many there were. It just didn't feel like it to me. But
right.
There you go. Here, I wonder if Luke Strege can talk. We'll find out. But what a win! Hey, you're catching Gene Best in total wins now. Yeah, that's how you get it done.
I am nowhere close to Gene Best.
That was fun, man. I mean, that was really, really fun tonight. What an atmosphere, what a game, and what poise by your team down the stretch.
That's what the best rivalry in all of junior college basketball is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Every game should be like this. And I will...
Can your ticker take it?
No. a great job by our guys, right? It's just the same thing that we've talked about. Is adversity hits for these kids, and they figure out a way to win, and they've done it in life. I think the reason why they're able to do that is because for all of them, they've hit these things in their lives, and once you get to know them and know their personal stories, they've had these issues and these they've hit adversity before, and they've been successful and gotten to this point where they're great students and they're great kids. So when adversity hits them now, this is nothing. Like, this isn't real, right? This isn't real world. This is just a game, and it's fun to win, but these kids don't blink. They don't blink, and they're winners.
You're down 9 with
is that
five,
it?
With 5 minutes left. Over the next 4 minutes and 12 seconds, you go on a 13-3 run to take the lead back. Something that we talked about is you were scoring, but we hadn't seen your team get back-to-back stops to erase that deficit, but you did starting there.
Because of rebounding, right? So a Coach Best, one of his teams is going to kill you on the glass. That's what they teach. They rebound, and they rebound, and they rebound, and rebound. And we didn't handle it very well. We did not I didn't have them ready for the relentlessness to the rim that they show you. So I didn't do a very good job of that. Part of that is we're so limited on numbers, and I'm so cautious to get somebody hurt that we really don't in practice. We talk about it, but until you feel it, it's hard to, like, get ready for it. So, you know, we'll do better the next time when we see it because we'll know it. But, listen, the guys did it. I mean, there were times I called something and they just made a play. You know, I want to call them magical stuff. And this is absolutely the truth, and I know you guys make fun of me for this. I got out-coached there late in the game. I actually got out-coached. We were out of timeouts, and like a great coach, he changes defenses on us and goes 1-3-1. And so we were absolutely ready for their 1-3-1 with a normal lineup. But when we had to play weird lineups like that, and then they went 1-3-1 on us late, we had guys playing positions that they had never practiced. So we tried to run something that's going to get us a layup against their 1-3-1, and we showed it early in the game, and Devin just didn't catch it. But we couldn't get it because we were in a strange lineup. And so I got out-coached. He is one heck of a coach. He's won a million games. I am nothing. And I got out-coached, and our guys saved me. They absolutely saved me and found a way to win.
You did, by the way, just as a passing comment, you did beat him by 2 on the boards. So way to go there. Sean Roundtree got fitted for a cape last game at Southeast. Mm. And we found out that the cape still fits tonight, huh? What a hero for you.
It's big shots, right? But you're not going to find a kid with higher character than Sean Roundtree either. So when put in those situations, he succeeds and he finds ways to win. I know I can't talk about grade point average, but there was not a B on his report card because the kid is a winner. He gets put in that situation against Southeastern, and remember, he goes a line and he doesn't miss. He just goes 6 or 6 from 3. Big shot here to win the game. He's a kid of high character, and he's a winner. But our group is. That's what they do. That's what they do is they find ways to win. They carried me today. Sean Roundtree is an amazing kid, but we're full of them. We got 10 kids on there that are great kids. And when close games and games like this happen, I think character carries you through, and we've got kids of character.
I almost hate to look forward because I want to just kind of bask in this one, but I suppose we have to. Let's get just a quick peek.
Yeah.
If we could.
So Wednesday,
Wednesday
we got Missouri Baptist coming in. It was another game to kind of keep us playing, right? Like, we've got to get back in this rhythm. I know our guys, and this, I guess, comes from my kids, but routine and just being in a routine is really big for kids this age. And we need to play a game every couple days where we just get into this flow like we were in the first semester earlier. And you've got your days of prep, and then you play, and then you recover, and then you prep, and then you play. So this is just another game for us to come out, and it's more about us on Wednesday than it is the opponent. But we've got to play better. We've got to clean up some things. Our rebounding was not good enough. We didn't finish at the rim like I think we should. You know, they were missing one of their best players around the rim today, and he's going to be back for our next game. This is a great win. A great win for our team, a great win for our program, a great win for the Cardinal fans and our community. But it's a game. We're 1-0 in the region, and there's still 7 more to go in the region. And all we did is steal one on the road, which we talked about. You've got to find a way to steal 1 or 2, and we stole one tonight. But, man, was it fun.
Sure was. Way to go.
Thanks, buddy.
Congrats, yeah. Luke Strege, and a happy Cardinal bunch tonight. And we sure had a lot of fun along the way. Mac wins in overtime. 80-78 over Three Rivers. And Kevin, as a person who's worn the Cardinal jersey, played in this rivalry, kept in touch with the program, been one of the huge supporters, and you even worked there at Mac. That had to be a thrill for you, huh?
Well, yeah. You know, when I played here, I think I don't know. I was talking to Roy on the way down here. he thought it was Coach Gray's first win at Three Rivers when I played here. In fact, when Latrell Sprewell played at Three Rivers, and he just remembered the feeling when we beat Three Rivers here. And, you know, I mean, there's not a lot of things I remember back in those days, but I do remember that game a lot. I remember the end of that game. I remember how it went down, and it's something these guys will probably take with them the rest of their life as well.
Yeah, especially in an atmosphere like this.
Yeah, this is fun.
The way it all happened, down nine and coming back to win. So Max splits tonight. The Mineral Area College ladies fall short 78-44, but those Mineral Area College men improved to 17-0 on the season with a monster comeback win over Three Rivers on the road, 80-78. My thanks to Kevin Thurman and Luke Strege, and of course back at the studio, our thanks to Christian Cooper for engineering and operating our game tonight. I hope your home team did well tonight. Now I'm going to go join mine.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.